It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And welcome back to the Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings and Concordia doing battle in the second half of the doubleheader after Concordia surprises Hastings and wins the opener tonight by the score of 7-4. Second ball game is now getting underway as Alex Cargan is up to the plate here for the Concordia Bulldogs to begin this second ball game. So Hastings drops the opener by the score of 7-4 here tonight. Six errors by the Broncos in game number one tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and Cargan goes down swinging here in the first inning of play. So he becomes a strikeout victim. Christian Schneider is on the mound for Hastings in game number two tonight for the Broncos. In fact, not many changes. Tanner Santarelli is behind the plate for Hastings. Christian Schneider is on the mound. Drew Clark at first base. Jake Steets at second. Mitch Marquardt at shortstop. And Drew McGee is over at third base. Trent Neal is out at left field. Donato Santos will play center field here in the second half of the doubleheader with Tanner Campbell out in right field. This is A.J. Peterson to the plate next for the Bulldogs. He'll be at third base again. In fact, not any changes with the exception of the catcher and the pitcher for the Bulldogs in game number two tonight. There's a strike delivered up there by Christian Schneider, and the count goes to 1-1. So an all-important ball game now for Hastings College. They got to at least get a split out of the doubleheader here tonight in order to qualify for the GPAC tournament next week. If not, they've got to wait and see all the action tomorrow in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We will tell you that Mount Barney has surprised Briar Cliff tonight in the first half of their doubleheader, winning by a score of 8-6. Mount Barney, one of the teams that's trailing Hastings in the conference standing. So in addition to losing the first half of the twin bill here at the Smith Complex, and you've got to Mount Barney, a team that's giving chase in the conference standings as they pick up a win here tonight. So Mount Barney improves to 5-12 now in the season. Hastings College is sitting at 6-12. There's a swing and a miss, and A.G. Peterson goes down swinging. So a couple of strikeouts to begin the ball game for Christian Schneider here for Hastings College. Schneider, he's been very consistent as well for Hastings this year. He's got an ERA of 4.23. His overall record is sitting at 4 wins and 1 loss in the season. He's thrown 44 2/3 innings. He's given up 49 base hits, 25 runs, 21 of those have been earned, 29 base on balls, 40 strikeouts. Teams are batting .272 against him. So Christian Schneider throws another strike. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field. Going back is going to be a Tanner Campbell. That's going to be a base hit. Falls just inside fair territory down the right field line, and pulling up at second base for the double is going to be Andrew Yerl. Yerl sends that one down the line in right field. It falls just in fair territory. Chased down there by Tanner Campbell, and Concordia has got a base runner here in the first inning of play as Yerl doubles down the right field line. That's going to bring up Daniel Wilkerson next. He is the right fielder. Rest of the batting order for the Bulldogs, you've got Cameron Gauss out in center field. He'll bat fifth. Taylor Dudley will bat sixth. Zach Combier will bat seventh. Josh Mott will bat eighth, and then Ryan Fesmeyer will bat ninth. Josh Prater is going to be your pitcher for the Dogs here in game number two tonight. So now Wilkerson coming to the plate here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 now to Wilkerson. Hastings defensively with Clark over at first base, Steets at second, Marquardt at shortstop, and McGee over at third base. Schneider working for the stretch. There's a curve ball that's going to be outside the strike zone. And the count goes to 2-0. And Neal and Santos and Campbell out on the outfield from left to right. Lights are on here at the Smith Complex. The second game of two scheduled for 9 here tonight between the Concordia Bulldogs and the Hastings Broncos. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 2-1. A.J. Frechtel got the start for Hastings in game number one. He lasted 5 innings tonight. He was charged with a loss. He's now 6-3 on the season. A Grand Island native gave up 7 runs, 5 walks, 7 base hits, and 4 strikeouts. There's another strike on the outside corner. It's now 2-2 here to Daniel Wilkerson. So Christian Schneider off to a good start. He's already got 2 strikeouts here in this first inning. Andrew Yarrow is doubled to right field, so he's standing at the bag at second, taking a good lead right now. Here's Snyder's next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that just misses outside. 3-2. A good crowd on hand. In fact, Temps right at 75 degrees for the second half of the doubleheaders. Inched up a couple of degrees from late this afternoon. We got a south wind at 7 and a perfect night for college baseball action tonight here at the Smith Complex in Hastings, the final regular season game of the year for the Broncos here. Here's the next pitch. It's hit toward right field again. Campbell coming over across the foul line, and he makes the catch out there in foul territory. So the inning is over. Daniel Wilkerson fouls out deep down the right field corner. Grabbing the ball down there was Tanner Campbell for the third out of the inning. So Concordia scores no runs on a base hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Concordia nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Spring is here, and Godfather's Pizza in Hastings is proud to introduce our new VIP delivery card. After having 5 verified deliveries on your VIP card, we'll give you your 6th pizza for free. Ask us how to get your VIP delivery card today. Attention students, stop in with your valid school ID and get a slice of single-topping pizza for only $1. That's right, only a buck. And during April, we will also be offering a large one-topping pizza, regular breadsticks, and a 2-liter for only $15.99. All this and more at Godfather's Pizza, 1414 North Burlington at Am Pride North in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we move to the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings and Concordia tonight, second half of 2. Hastings losing the first ball game by a score of 7-4. Josh Prater is going to be on the mound for the Bulldogs here in game number 2. Prater is a freshman from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Prater has a record of 2 wins and 2 losses on the season, 7.76. is his ERA, 37 innings pitched, 57 hits given up, 39 runs, 32 of those earned, 16 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. Teams are batting .343 against him. Hastings had 8 base hits in the opener. In fact, both teams had 8, but Hastings helped the Bulldogs along with 6 errors in that first ball game. So Trenton Neal comes to the plate first for Hastings. He'll be followed up by Mitch Marquardt and Drew McGee. Jake Steets will bat at the number 4 position, then Drew Clark and Tanner Campbell. Tyler Delafonte will bat at the number 7 position. There's a ball hit to center field, a base hit. So again, Trent Neal continues his hot-hitting ways at the plate here with a leadoff single to center field. He's on board here for the Broncos. That's going to bring up Mitch Marquardt. Again, Tyler Delafonte batting at the number 7 position. He's the DH tonight. Donato Santos will bat 8th, and then we'll see Tanner Santarelli. Christian Schneider on the mound for Hastings. So the Bulldogs now sitting at 15-28 in the season. They are 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, after the loss in the first ball game, 12-25. They're now 6-13 in conference play. Scoring around the bunt, here's a Mitch Marquardt. He's hit by a pitch. He tried to hop away from that one, and he was hit by a pitch. So Marquardt heads down to first base on the play. Heading down to second is going to be Trenton Neal. So Hastings with a couple of base runners here in the first inning of play. Drew McGee comes up there next. He's the third baseman. McGee started the day with a batting average of .292. Grounded out in the first ball game. Had a base hit. Had another base hit. Another base hit. 3-for-4 in the first ball game with an RBI and 1 run scored. So McGee, batting in the number 3 position, now squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and fouls it away. No balls and 1 strike here to Drew McGee. Kim McGee batting in the number 3 position. He's been batting 2nd, but they flip-flop Mitch Marquardt and Drew McGee around for this doubleheader here tonight, looking for a spark in the offense. McGee delivered with 3 base hits there in the opener. He's up there now with runners on at 1st and 2nd base. Anticipating bunt is the first baseman for the Bulldogs. That's Cam Beers. He comes charging in, and now the pitcher, Josh Prater, steps off with the rubber and looks the runners back to their respective bags at 1st and 2nd base. And Cam Beers playing into the infield grass here for Concordia, anticipating a bunt with nobody out. McGee pulls a bunt back and will take a pitch inside for a ball. One ball and one strike down to Drew McGee. Hastings threatening here in the first inning of play. Hastings College softball team tonight, they lost in their opening ball game up at Dakota Wesleyan, losing in 8 innings to the Tigers by a score of 2-1. Hastings College dropping the first game of 2 in Mitchell. The Nebraska softball team picked up a 2-0 win over Michigan State in their first game of their weekend series. And Concordia wins here in baseball 7-4. There's McGee again. He lays down a bunt. It's going to be in foul territory. Boy, everybody was charging there for Concordia. Bounds this one away. Now one ball and two strikes to Drew McGee for Hastings. Jake Steets will bat next for the Broncos. Any other games going on in the GPAC in baseball? Just one up in Sioux City where Mount Marty surprises Briar Cliff tonight by a score of 8-6. It's probably what the Broncos needed to hear after they dropped their first ball game tonight. One ball and two strikes now to Drew McGee. He's going to swing away here, and he pops this one up. It's going to be out in the right center field. Going over is a center fielder, Gallison. He makes the catch, and the runners stay put. Runners stay put at first and second, respectively. Drew McGee flies out to center field, and that's going to bring up Jake Steets. So Cameron Gauss makes a play on the ball out there in center field. A senior from Tucson, Arizona. And already we have got a conference coming up here. The pitching coach for Concordia is going to come out and have a couple of words with Josh Prater after just three batters have come to the plate here for Hastings. So in the meantime, Jake Steets is going to go down and have a little chat with head coach Steve Sponberg midway through between home plate and third base down here. So a quick little conference here with Josh Prater on the mound. After Hastings has got two men on the base paths, one on a base hit by Trent Neal, the other one being hit by a pitch, that's Mitch Marquardt. So staying out there is going to be Prater. Last check, Nebraska had the lead over Michigan, 6-1. They were heading to the sixth inning. Huskers fell behind 1-0 and then scored 6 runs in one inning. Nebraska now with a lead over Michigan, 6-1 on the road tonight in college baseball action. This is Jake Steets at the plate down for Hastings. Runners on at first and second base and one man out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Prater looking at the runner at second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate, a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike, 0-1. At the Broncos here tonight on 1230 KHS. The Huskers are on ESPN 1550 KICS. We've got the Kansas City Royals on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Nothing but baseball on the air tonight. All across the dial. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and foul tap out in front of the plate. Steets takes a whack at that one. Just got a little piece of it. It goes trickling out in front of the plate and a foul ball. And the count now is at 1-2. Hastings College Baseball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. No balls and two strikes. The next pitch comes inside, nearly hits Steets. Long gets away from the catcher, but he chases it down just to the left of the dish down here. And the count is at 1-2. 1-2 the count here on Steets. Ryan Festmeyer is your catcher here in game number 2. So 1-2 the count with one man out. Josh Prater on the mound here for Concordia. Hastings with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch by Prater. It's hit towards short. Mott has got it. He falls down into play. Mott just lost his footing out there on the skin portion of the infield, and everybody's going to be safe. So Jake Steets gets aboard here. That's going to be ruled an error on the shortstop, Josh Mott. So Hastings now with the bases loaded here in the first inning. Trent Neal moves over to third base into play. Mark Ward is on at second base. Jake Steets is on at first. Drew Clark comes up there next. He's the first baseman. Josh Mott just fell down on the play. Feet came right out from under him on the skin portion of the infield. A tough error there on the shortstop. Everybody is safe. The Broncos have the bases loaded here in the first inning with Drew Clark coming to the plate next. He's the first baseman. That's from the left-hand side, and Prater's pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tell you what, if Hastings can grab the lead in a game, it might do wonders here. They've been playing behind the entire week. losing a doubleheader on Monday to Midland, being shut out a couple of times, being shut out against Doan last night in the first ball game, 11-0. Then coming back and playing the Tigers tough in the second half of the doubleheader, 4-3. They lost there, but never had the lead. Hastings lost the first ball game here, 7-4 to Concordia. Now they got the bases juiced up here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Only one man out. Drew Clark is at the plate. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes on Clark. He started the day with a batting average of .307. He was 1-for-4 in game number one. Josh Prater from the stretch again with the bases loaded up. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit to the right side. That's a base hit in the right field. Picked up by Wilkerson. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate for Hastings. And the runner goes to third base. That's not in time. The Broncos have runners at first and third. Drew Clark hammers a single to produce a couple of runs to right field. Trent Neal comes in from third base to score. Mitch Marquardt comes around from second base to score. All the way around to third is that Jake Steets as a throw came in. Steets slides under the tag down there at third base as a throw came in from right field. And on the bag at first base is going to be Drew Clark with a two-run single here in the first inning of play. And the Broncos finally have the lead. 2-0 over Concordia in this first inning. Still one man out now. It's going to be Tanner Campbell coming to the plate next. Campbell's still out in right field. He's been there all night tonight. Campbell was 0 out of 3 from the plate in game number 1. Grounded out once, flew out once, and grounded out again. Hastings with runners at first and third base. Here comes a breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at 1 to Tanner Campbell. Started the day with a batting average of .303, and he was 0-3 in game number 1. Campbell last night in the doubleheader against the Doan College Tigers was 3 out of 4 from the plate. Scored a run, had 3 walks, and also struck out once. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. So Campbell is up there now. He's the number 6 hitter in the batting order for Hastings. Then Tyler Delafonte, he's getting ready the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Donato Santos is in the hole. Here comes the next pitch by Prater. That's going to be a curve ball that hits the inside corner for a strike. That's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Tanner Campbell up there for Hastings College. Campbell, a freshman from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. 6'3", 195 pounds, batting from the left-hand side here. Josh Prater from the stretch throws another one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Campbell was leaning into that one, but keeps the bat on the shoulder here. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Concordia wins the first ball game 7-4. 7 runs, 8 hits for Concordia in the opener. They commit 3 errors. Hastings with 4 runs and 8 hits and 6 errors. Ground ball to second. Second base for 1. First base not in time, and another run comes in to score. So Jake Steets comes in from third base to score. That ball was hit to the second baseman, Cargan, who goes to Mott covering the bag at second. They get the force out and Drew Clark, but the relay throw back over to first base was not in time. So now there's 2 men out. Hastings has got the lead now here in this first inning. It's a 3-0 ball game. Tanner Campbell is now aboard at first base, and they couldn't turn to double play. And Tyler Delafonte comes to the plate next as he fouls this first pitch back to the screen. Nothing at 1 to Delafonte. He's 5'10", 165 pounds from Greeley, Colorado. Did not play in the opening ball game here tonight for Hastings College. Delafonte now seeing action as a designated hitter in game number 2. He takes a look at a pitch here that's in there for a strike, nothing in 2. Tyler Delafonte has an average of .220 on the season. He's got 24 base hits and 109 trips to the plate. Couple of doubles, no home runs, and 9 RBIs. Tanner Campbell is your base runner at first. There's the next pitch. It's hit to the right side. Moving to his left is Cargan, the second baseman. Grabs the ball, goes to first base in time. Fields that one right on the edge of the outfield grass. And gets it over to Gambier for the out. So Hastings is done here in the first inning of play. As Tyler Delafonte grounds out to the second baseman for the third out. But Hastings scores 3 runs here in the first inning of play. 3 runs on a couple of base hits. 1 error on Concordia. 1 man left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings 3, Concordia nothing.
M is for the many things we'll give her in the KHAS Mother's Day gift basket. One lucky mom is going to receive a gift basket filled with prizes. Register mom today at one of these sponsor locations: Imperial Jewelers, Mountain Mud Espresso, Custom Pack, Godfather's Pizza in Hastings, and Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home. KHAS Radio will announce the winner on May 9th, just in time for Mother's Day. So register mom today for her chance to win a wonderful gift basket. Brought to you by KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. This is the second game of two. Hastings losing the first ball game to Concordia by a score of 7-4. But the Broncos have the lead here in the nightcap. 3-0 is the score after the first inning. And now it's Concordia coming to the plate here in the second. Going to have 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order, led off here by Cameron Gauss as he comes to the plate for the first time here in game number two. Cameron Gauss also played in game number one for the Bulldogs. Reached on an error, flew out to right field, grounded out once, and he struck out once. 0-4 against the Bronco pitching staff. Christian Snyder on the mound for the Broncos here in the second half with a doubleheader. Had a relatively easy inning in inning number one. He's throwing a couple of balls here to begin the second inning to Cameron Gauss. Christian Snyder winds and delivers. That one is right down the pipe for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Cameron Gauss. Dudley would be next, and then Gambier. And we'll see Josh Mont if Concordia can get something going here in this second inning. There's a big swing and a miss. And Gauss now even up on the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is off to a good start now for Hastings College, if he can maintain that for several innings there. Here comes the next pitch by Christian Snyder. The ball hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there by Steets. Bobbles the ball and then gets it over to first base. That's not in time. Steets made it closer than it probably should have been over there as he bobbles the ball at second base, but still had time to get it to Drew Clark to record the out. So Gauss, he grounds out to the second baseman to begin this second inning of play. Taylor Dudley comes up there next. Dudley is the left fielder here in game number two. Dudley in the first ball game reached down in there, struck out once, had a single, scored a run, and he flew out to center field. So he's officially 1 out of 4. There's a ground ball to short. Marquardt picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The Broncos, 6 errors in game number one. So far, they've handled things pretty much in the infield here. Play made by Jake Steets. That went by Marquardt. And now Zach Gambier comes to the plate next. He's the first baseman. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Wearing that lucky number 13, as Gambier will dig in here from the right-hand side. He walked in the first ball game, reached on an error, walked again and struck out once. So 0-for-2 officially from the plate. Couple of walks and 2 runs scored for Gambier against the Hastings pitching staff. 2 men out here in the second inning of play. Hastings with the lead. There's a swing and a miss here at the plate by Gambier. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder with some good stuff to begin the ball game here tonight. Working at his pace, working quickly here as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Tanner Santorelli is behind the plate with Christian Snyder on the hill for Hastings in the second half of the twin bill. Here's the wind in the pitch again by Snyder. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. And now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Snyder is a 6'2", 175-pounder from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Next pitch just misses outside, a little bit low. And the count is now full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Josh Mott would be next here for the Bulldogs, preparing himself in the on-deck circle. Here's the next pitch by Snyder. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Tanner Campbell moves to his left and grabs the ball. 3 up, 3 down. Zach Gambier flies out to the right fielder. And Tanner Campbell here in the second Concordia scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings College 3, Concordia nothing.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings College finishing out their regular season with this doubleheader against Concordia. Broncos dropping the first ball game by a score of 7-4. They've got the lead in the nightcap. The score 3-0. This one's scheduled for 9 here in game number 2. Hastings will come to bat in the bottom of the second inning. Donato Santos coming up there, the center fielder for Hastings. Tanner Santarelli, and then we'll see the top of the order again in Trenton Neal. So Hastings with a lead. The junior pitcher for the Bulldogs here in game number 2 is Josh Prater. Hastings with 3 runs, couple of base hits in inning number 1 here tonight, playing with a lead for the first time in a while. As Donato Santos comes to the plate here for Hastings, he did not play in game number 1. He's out in center field. For Hastings in game number 2, his batting average on the year is sitting at .205. And now we're going to have another quick visit from the head coach of Concordia. This is his second visit already to the mound, and we're just in the second inning of play. I don't know if Prater is having some problems out there or trying to find something in his delivery, or he's maybe nursing some sort of a minor injury out there. But Prater continues to talk with his head coach here for the second visit in 2 innings. Donato Santos has got 16 base hits and 78 trips to the plate so far this year. No home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. He has walked 7 times. He has struck out 13 times. Josh Prater will stay out there now for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Santos digging back in from the left-hand side. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Tanner Santarelli will be next. Prater working for the full windup. Nobody on the base pads right now for the Broncos here in the second inning. Next pitch by Prater is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. You know summer is coming up when the air conditioner comes on in the press box facilities here. Unbelievable. 75 degrees and just a light breeze here for the second half of the Twin Bill. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up and it's going to be fielded and grabbed there by the catcher. Donato Santos will fly out to the catcher, who pops it straight in the air there, and the catch is made by Festmeyer, the catcher for Concordia. So there's one out for the Broncos here in the second inning. Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate next. He's the catcher, batting in the number 8 position here tonight, actually the number 9 position in the contest. Santarelli was 1 out of 3 from the plate in game number 1. He had a single in the 7th inning and came around to score a run. Flew out to right field and he grounded out once. So 1 for 3 for Tanner Santarelli. He started the day with a batting average of .245. There's a base hit in the left center field as Tanner Santarelli gets aboard here for Hastings. That is the 3rd hit of the ball game now for the Broncos here in this game. And that's going to bring up the top of the order again in Trenton Neal. Coming in to run now for Tanner Santarelli at first base is going to be Ryan Valdez. Valdez, a 5'6" senior from Evergreen, Colorado. 165-pounder. He comes out. He'll run at first base now for Santarelli, the catcher. Trenton Neal comes up there. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. Came around to score one of the 3 runs that Hastings played in that initial inning. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Trent Neal. Neal, he had three base hits in the opener, including a double in the first inning. Scored a run for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike to Trent Neal. GPAC postseason tournament gets underway next Thursday in Mitchell, South Dakota. If you finish in the top eight in the regular season standings, you're invited there. Hastings right now holding on to seventh place in the conference. But the official end of the season will be tomorrow. In fact, all the teams in the GPAC will be playing tomorrow, with the exception of Hastings, who has the final day off. Valdez is your runner down there at first base for Santorelli. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to the right side. It's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Valdez is around the bag at second. He's digging for third base. He's going to get there easily. And Hastings has runners at the quarters. A hard hit ball by Trent Neal to right field again. Neal is now 2-for-2 in this ball game tonight. Runners are at first and third as Valdez moves around to third place. He's got good wheels. And now Hastings threatening again here in the second, already with a 3-0 lead. There's only one man out here in the inning, and now Mitch Marquardt comes to the plate next. Already a reliever is starting to warm up for Concordia down in the bullpen. We think it's going to be Tim Fosbo from Douglas, Wyoming. He's already up and throwing here. The head coach for Concordia has been out on the pitcher's mound twice already. We're just in the second inning of play. Marquardt now at the plate here for Hastings. He was hit by a pitch, attempting to bunt back there in the first inning, and came around to score a run himself. Here comes the pitch inside to him. It's going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings playing with a little pop now here in this second ball game. Hastings really needing a win to qualify for that postseason tournament next week after dropping the opener tonight. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed. Marquardt now looking at kind of one ball and one strike. Marquardt, a 165-pound, 5'10" sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado. Batting here from the right-hand side for Hastings. Runners at first and third base. Josh Prater is your pitcher for Concordia. Here's the next pitch. Head on the ground toward third. Fielded there by Peterson. He goes to the plate, and they tag out Valdez. So they chop down Valdez at the plate here. Marquardt sends that one right to the third baseman, A.J. Peterson, who throws it right on the dime to Festmeyer, the catcher. They chop down Valdez here at the plate. 5-2 officially to retire Valdez at the plate. Hastings down with the base runners on at first and second base. Trent Neal moves down to second in the play. Marquardt gets aboard on a fielder's choice. He's on the bag at first. Drew McGee comes up there next. There's a pitch to McGee. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. McGee flew out to center field his first time up there. In game number one, he was 3-for-4 at the plate with three singles in the ballgame. Also scored a run for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch to him by Prater. It's going to be outside down low for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike to Drew McGee. Jake Steets would be next. Hastings batting in the bottom of the second inning. This ballgame scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Josh Prater comes center of the mound with runners at first and second base. Prater offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up. And it's going to be an easy catch for Prater on the mound. And the inning is over as Drew McGee flies out to the pitcher, Josh Prater. So that's the end of the second inning of play. Hastings scores no runs in the inning. They had two base hits. No errors on Concordia. Two men left on base. We played two complete here at the Smith Complex. The score, it is Hastings College 3 and Concordia nothing.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College softball, they're scoreless with Dakota Wesleyan in the fourth inning of play up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings in the first ball game in softball. They were losers in eight innings to the Tigers by a score of 2-1. In baseball, Hastings dropped the first ball game here to Concordia by a score of 7-4. The Broncos have the lead here in the nightcap. It is 3-0 as we head to inning number three here tonight. 8-9-1 in the batting order coming up here for the Dogs. You're going to have Josh Mont, Ryan Fensmeyer, and also Alex Cargan coming up to face Christian Snyder, who has allowed just one base hit so far in the contest for Hastings through the first two. And there's a swing and a miss. Snyder has struck out two so far in the ball game, has not walked anybody. Gave up that double to Andrew Yarrell back there in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed again. No balls and two strikes. Snyder can be very effective when he gets ahead of the hitters, and that's been the case so far in this ball game against Concordia in the second half of the doubleheader. Snyder just breezing along thus far. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-2. Trying to make Mott maybe chase after a bad one there. Low it away, but it misses. One ball and two strikes here to the shortstop for the Concordia Bulldogs, Josh Mont, stands with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box and takes a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Strikeout number three in the ball game already for Christian Snyder. And that's going to bring up your catcher, Ryan Fensmeyer. Fensmeyer did not play in game number one for the Bulldogs here tonight. He's behind the plate here in game two, batting average at .308 on the season, 20 base hits and 65 trips to the plate. He's got three doubles to his credit, no home runs, and 13 RBIs. He has walked four times, and he has struck out 12 times. So Fensmeyer comes to the plate now for the Bulldogs. He's a freshman from Firestone, Colorado. Right-handed hitter as he takes a strike here. And the count is at one ball and one strike. We're underway here in the second half of the doubleheader at the Smith Complex tonight. This one's scheduled for 9, so a lot of time to come on out. It's the Broncos and their final home game of the 2014 season here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and one strike to the catcher for the Bulldogs, Fensmeyer. Next pitch is way up high for a ball. It's 3-1. One of the very few hitters here in this first three innings that Christian Snyder has fallen behind. The count sitting at 3-1 with one man out here in the top half of the third. Broncos out on top, scoring three runs in inning number one here tonight. Snyder gets his sign from his catcher, Santarelli. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. Now the count is full of three balls and two strikes. Fensmeyer backs out of the batter's box. Now he re-enters, ready to go. There's a bouncing ball, high chopper towards second. Steets has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Fensmeyer is thrown out of the play from second to first. And now Alex Cargan comes to the plate next. Cargan struck out his first time up there. He's a second baseman. Cargan played in game number one as well for the Bulldogs. Did not have a whole lot of success. Struck out, popped out to the pitcher, flew out to center field, grounded out to second base, and flew out to the pitcher. He was 0-for-5, lays down a bunt. This is going to be in foul territory, third base side. So Cargan will have to come back and try that again. Tries to lay down a quick bunt here in the third inning with two men out. A.J. Peterson would be next. He's the third baseman. So no balls and one strike to Alex Cargan. And the other score going on in the conference tonight from Sioux City. Mount Marty beat Briarcliff by a score of 8-6. Mount Marty, one of the teams trailing Hastings in the conference standings here in the final weekend of the regular season. There's the next pitch by Schneider. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now even up at one ball and one strike. Top of the order here, eight. Alex Cargan is your batter. Start of the day with a batting average of .303. Certainly he's nowhere near that now, going 0-for-5 in game number one. There's the next ball. Tapped down a third baseline, giving chase. Charging is a third baseman, McGee, and he can't make the play. Giving chase was the catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Coming on from third base was Drew McGee. McGee grabs the ball, fires it to first base, and it loses his footing there as he falls to the seat of his pants. On board at first base is going to be Alex Cargan. He gets a base hit there for the Concordia Bulldogs. So they got a base runner here in the third. A.J. Peterson going to come to the plate next. Peterson struck out his first time up there. At a base on balls, he singled once, struck out, and reached on an error in game number one. Comes up there now with two men out and a man out at first base as Schneider fires one of the plays in there for a strike. Nothing and one to A.J. Peterson. He's 5'8", a sophomore out of Tampa, Florida. In fact, a couple of kids from Tampa playing on this baseball team for Concordia. Peterson is one of them. There's a quick throw over the first base. Diving back in there is going to be Alex Cargan. Concordia stealing bases this year, 83 for 105. They had a couple of stolen bases in game number one here tonight. Cargan takes a good lead over there right now at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. It just misses. And the count is at one ball and one strike to Peterson. Cargan stealing bases this year. Pretty successful. 11 out of 16 as he inches away from the bag over there at first base. Clark will hold him on. There's a quick throw over there. And again, Cargan dives back in there with a right-handed tag in the bag. One ball and one strike as you count at the plate here on A.J. Peterson for the Concordia Bulldogs with a club in hand. Here's the next pitch from Schneider. A breaking pitch is down low. Now the ball gets away from Santarelli. There's a throw down to second base, and they've got him down there at second. It was a low pitch from Christian Schneider. Santarelli blocks it from coming back to the screen. It bounces off of his chest protector out in front of the plate. The runner went at second base, and Santarelli throws a perfect strike down there to Jake Steets to get Hastings out of this third inning of play. So Peterson will start off this fourth inning the next time they come to the plate. No runs on one base hit for Concordia. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings College 3, Concordia nothing.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska is leading Michigan 6-1. They are in the bottom of the ninth inning up in Ann Arbor. So the Huskers, after falling behind 1-0, they came back with six runs in one inning. And it has held up. The Huskers 6-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning, leading the first game of their weekend series with the Wolverines. Hastings out on top here. Over the Concordia Bulldogs, it is 3-0 in the second half of the twin bill as Hastings comes to bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. This is Jake Steets up there, and he will take a strike here. Now one ball and two strikes to Jake Steets. He's playing at second base. Still out there for the Bulldogs is Josh Prater. He's had a couple of visits from the Concordia coaching staff. He stays out there. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the third base side, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Brody Yost was up and throwing in the last half of an inning. He's a freshman out of Sutton. He played for head coach Steve Sponberg, who's on the Hastings side during the summer last year on the Sutton Legion team. Could see him later on in the ball game as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. The other guy who was up was the senior from Douglas, Wyoming, Tim Fosmo. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the left side, picked up there by the third baseman Peterson. His long throw to first base is going to be in time to retire Jake Steets. So that one goes 5-3 officially here in the bottom half of the third inning. And now Drew Clark comes up there next. Clark had that huge hit back there in inning number one, a two-run single that drove home the first two runs of the ball game here for Hastings. So Clark comes up there. He'll bat again from the left-hand side, club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Drew Clark started the day with a batting average of 307. Was only 1-for-4 at the plate in game number one with an RBI. There's the ball again, hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. A diving stab by the second baseman, Cargan, and he couldn't come up with it. Rolls out to the right fielder, Daniel Wilkerson, who gets the ball back to the infield. So Drew Clark starting to heat up now at the plate. He's gone 2-for-2 here in this ball game. Broncos have a base runner in the third. They've got the lead 3-0 over Concordia. Tanner Campbell comes to the plate next. He reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number one. Campbell was 0-3 in game number one today. He'll open up his stance here in the left-hand batter's box. Jake's looking at the pitch there. It's going to be right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. Nothing at one to Tanner Campbell. Broncos dressed in their white uniforms here this evening. Trim and Leonard in the crimson. Concordia with their gray baseball pants and her navy blue tops with their blue baseball caps. Here comes the next pitch here from Prater. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. An inside pitch. Campbell trying to kill that baby and came up empty. No balls and two strikes to Tanner Campbell. Right fielder for the Broncos. Tyler Delafonte is scheduled up there next for the Broncos. And then Donato Santos as Hastings tries to get something going here in the third. Clark taking his lead down there at first base. Here comes the next pitch. That one just misses. A slow curveball. Campbell watches that one slide outside the outside portion of the plate. One ball and two strikes. One man out here in the third inning of play at the Smith Complex in Hastings tonight. Prater from the stretch throws one to the plate. And it's a cold third strike in the outside corner. Tanner Campbell watches that one go by. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Prater. And now there's two men out here in the inning. That's going to bring up Tyler Delafonte next with Drew Clark still at first base for Hastings. Zach Cambier is the first baseman. He's just kind of hanging around the bag, not really holding him on. There's a ground ball up through the middle, picked up by the second baseman, Cargan, who steps on the bag at second to get the force out, and Drew Clark, and the inning is over. So Hastings waste the single by Drew Clark here in this third inning. They scored no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the fourth inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 9. Broncos have the lead. It's Hastings 3 and Concordia nothing.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be. And that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change. I love the challenge. I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Michigan has scored against Nebraska in the bottom of the ninth inning. Huskers still have the lead, 6-2. They've got one out in the bottom of the ninth. Nebraska Danger Football is also going on tonight at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Danger taking on the Wyoming Cavalry tonight. The Danger out on top of Wyoming by a score of 34-14. Indoor football tonight at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Hastings continues to lead here in college baseball. Here at the Smith Complex, Hastings 3 and Concordia nothing. Broncos needing a win here to guarantee them a spot in the conference tournament next week, which gets underway next Thursday in Mitchell, South Dakota. Games will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week, a double elimination affair. And now we're going to have an out here. A.J. Peterson took a whack, and the ball hits him when he was out of the batter's box, so he's ruled out here at the plate to begin this fourth inning of play. So A.J. Peterson is out here to begin the fourth inning. On a very first pitch from Christian Snyder, he takes a whack at that one, and the ball hits him outside the batter's box. Can't do that. He's ruled out. So on one pitch, A.J. Peterson goes down. And that's going to bring up Andrew Yarrell next. Yarrell is a designated hitter here in this ball game. He had a double his first time up there in inning number one. Yarrell in the first ball game had two singles and a triple. Scored three runs, and he reached on a base on balls. He takes a strike here in the outside corner. And the count is at no balls and two strikes to Andrew Yarrell. Here comes the next pitch from Christian Snyder. That one just misses outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Concordia batting here in the top half of the fourth inning. They've got numbers 2, 3, and 4 coming up here to face Christian Snyder. Next pitch is going to be down low and in the dirt. And the count is now full of two balls and two strikes. Concordia so far had a base hit in the first inning, one in the third. Snyder has got three strikeouts so far in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. That's hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Right in between McGee and Marquardt at third and shortstop, respectively. So the Concordia Bulldogs have a base runner now here in the fourth. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. And now coming to the plate is going to be Daniel Wilkerson. Wilkerson is a 5'9" junior from Santa Fe, Texas. Wilkerson fouled out down the right field line out there to Tanner Campbell in his first attempt back in inning number one. So he comes to the plate for the second time here in this ball game. Wilkerson was hitless in game number one. Reached on an error, reached on a fielder's choice, and flew out to center field. So he's 0-3 in game one. Wilkerson's going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Cameron Goss is due up there next for the Bulldogs. There's a throw over the first base. Not in time as Yarrell gets back in there. We'll check his base-stealing numbers. He is 9 out of 12 swiping bases this year. Got a good lead right now with Drew Clark holding him on defensively. There's a throw back over there. Clark applies a tag, but it's not in time. Yarrell is back in there. Concordia had a couple of stolen bases in game number one tonight. Bulldogs picking up a win over Hastings by a score of 7-4. Yarrell takes his lead. He stays put. Swing and a miss at the plate here by Daniel Wilkerson. And the count to him is at one ball and one strike. Picture perfect evening for college baseball tonight. Temp at 75 degrees at the beginning of game number two tonight. With winds out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Lights are on here at the Smith Complex, game number two here tonight. Daniel Wilkerson takes a stroll around the right-hand batter's box, and now he's ready to go with a count of one ball and one strike. Yarrell again stays put at first base, and the pitch is a fastball inside from Christian Snyder that misses, and the count is at two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here to Daniel Wilkerson. Where's number 16 in that navy blue uniform as he digs back in here? Here comes the next pitch by Snyder. He reaches out there to try to protect the plate, and he fouls this one away. First base side. Count remains now at two balls and two strikes to Daniel Wilkerson. And Hastings will not play tomorrow, so this is the final regular season game for the Broncos. A win would set him up for the postseason tournament next week. Then you sit back and relax on a Saturday and not worry about any of the action. If they should lose this ball game, they're going to have a couple of things happen tomorrow to get them into the conference tournament, which is always a kind of an uneasy feeling. They can take care of business with a victory here in game number two tonight after dropping the opener. Throw over to first base was not in time again, and now a pitch thrown to the plate, swung on and missed, and Wilkerson goes down. That is strikeout number four in the ball game now for Christian Snyder. He struck out a couple of guys in the first inning. His third strikeout occurred in the third. He has not yet walked a man here in the ballgame. So four strikeouts for Snyder. No walks. He's given up three base hits so far. There's two men out now in the inning as Cameron Goss comes to the plate next. Goss is the center fielder. And he will take a look at the breaking pitch there that stays outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Goss, he grounded out to second base his first time up there in inning number two. He was 0-4 in game number one. Snyder working from the stretch with a base runner at first. There's a throw over there. The throw a little bit high, but grabbing the ball easily was Drew Clark at first base. Diving back in there again was Andrew Yarrell. So Cameron Goss to the plate here, trying to get something started for the Concordia Bulldogs. There's a swing and a miss. Goes after a low pitch there as he was attempting to golf that one out there. Goss misses, and the count is at 1-1. Taylor Dudley would be next here for Concordia. Bulldogs occupying the first base dugouts here at the Smith Complex tonight. Hastings over here in the third base side. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, hit to the outfield. Going back is going to be Santos. He plays it off of the wall. Around the bag at second. Heading to third base. He'll be in there easily. That's a Yarrell. And reaching second base on a double is going to be Gauss. So Cameron Gauss sends that one out to right center field. Bounces right at the base of 374 feet away. A hard hit ball there by Cameron Gauss. And now Concordia with two men out here in the fourth inning of play. Threatening to get on the scoreboard here against the Broncos. Taylor Dudley comes to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. So a hard hit ball by Cameron Gauss has got Concordia in business here. That's his first base hit of this doubleheader. And now Dudley comes up there next. Dudley is a left-handed hitter, and now Schneider will work from the full windup. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. Santorelli making a nice catch in the ball there, and it's 1-0. Taylor Dudley up there for Concordia. Start of the day with a batting average of .339. He was 1-for-4 at the plate in game number one here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch by Christian Schneider. It's on the way. That one just misses outside. 2-0 now to Taylor Dudley. Zach Cambier would be next, and then Josh Mont. Concordia batting here in the top half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to stay down low for another ball. Now 3-0 here. Snyder's been ahead of most of the hitters here tonight, but he's falling behind Taylor Dudley, the number 6 hitter in the batting order and a left-handed hitter for the Concordia Bulldogs. 3-0. Runners are on at second and third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right down Broadway right there as Taylor Dudley watches that baby go by. 3-1 now. The left fielder for the Concordia Bulldogs, Taylor Dudley, steps out of the batter's box, and now he re-enters, ready to go. Christian Schneider winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be hit toward third. Fielded there by McGee. He goes over to first base. That's in time around the inning. Taylor Dudley grounds out to the third baseman. Concordia threatens here in the fourth, but does not score. The Bulldogs with no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 3-0.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
In softball action tonight, Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings 3-1 going into the sixth inning of play. College baseball action from Ann Arbor. Nebraska has wrapped up that win over Michigan. 6-4 was the final score. Huskers giving up 3 runs in the final inning. 6-4, Nebraska wins over Michigan tonight. So the Huskers now 27-16. They're 9-4 in the Big Ten Conference. We'll have the Huskers on 1230 KHIS tomorrow. 1:05 for the first pitch, 12:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 3-0 is the score here. Hastings College has got the lead over the Bulldogs of Concordia in a key Great Plains Athletic Conference doubleheader here tonight, especially after the Bulldogs won the opener by a score of 7-4. Hastings scoring 3 runs here in the second ball game in the first inning. It's held up so far. Donato Santos is up to the plate here for Hastings in the bottom half of the fourth. We got 8-9-1 coming up here. Santos, Santarelli, and then we'll see Trenton Neal. Josh Prater is still out there for the Bulldogs. Here's a swing and a miss by Santos, and down he goes. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game now for Josh Prater. And that's going to bring up Tanner Santarelli next. Santarelli had a single his last time up there. The right field is he comes to the plate for the second time here in this ball game. He was 1-for-3 and scored a run in game number 1. So Josh Prater goes to work now, and the catcher for Hastings, Tanner Santarelli, winds and delivers to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. And the official pairings for the GPAC tournament will be out following the conclusion of the ball games tomorrow night in the GPAC. First round action will be next Thursday up in Sioux City. Rather in Dakota Wesleyan, that's Mitchell, South Dakota. Better get to the right town. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is going to be outside as well. And now Santarelli looking at 3 balls and no strikes here in the fourth inning as the Broncos trying to get another base runner. There's the next pitch by Prater. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 3-1 now. The Tanner Santarelli, the catcher for Hastings. Santarelli coming to the ball game today had walked 6 times. He had struck out 13 times. Batting average of .245. There's a ball hit to Cargan at second. And he's going to have the out easily over at first base. So Tanner Santarelli, after getting ahead of the count, 3 balls and no strikes, then grounds out to the second baseman for the second out of the inning. And Trent Neal comes up there next. Neal so far has been a hard out here. A couple of singles here in this ball game. He's 2-for-2. Neal in the first ball game, he was 3-for-4. A couple of singles and a double and scored a run. So Neal has been on a rugged pace here against the pitching staff for Concordia as he takes a strike here on the outside corner, 0-1. Trent Neal is also the guy last night that led the Broncos at the plate. He was 4-for-6 last night. So he's having a good weekend here so far. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. Trent Neal up there right now with Mitch Marquardt coming up there next. Neal winning here in the left-hand batter's box. The next pitch is going to be popped up out there in left center field, giving chase to the center fielder, Goss, and he makes the catch on the run. Trent Neal flies out to center to end this fourth inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fifth inning with the score, Hastings 3 and Concordia 0.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick 2 lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
Indoor professional football tonight. The Nebraska Danger continue to lead in their ball game over the Wyoming Cavalry, 43-14. That game going on at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Hastings College losing the first ball game here in baseball, 7-4. They've got the lead 3-0 here in the nightcap. Nebraska winning tonight in college baseball, 6-4 over Michigan. Huskers now 27-16. They'll play tomorrow at 1:05. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska's softball winners over Michigan State 2-0 tonight. Dakota Wesleyan beats the Hastings College softball team 2-1 in 8 innings in Mitchell tonight. And the Tigers have the lead in game number 2 as well. So now Concordia comes to the plate here in inning number 5. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Coming to the plate is going to be Zach Campier, the first baseman. Josh Molt, Mott, the shortstop, will be next. And then we'll see Fesmeyer, the catcher. So we got the bottom third of the order coming out here to face Christian Snyder. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two to Cam Beer. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the outfield here as the sun begins to set. Lights are starting to take hold here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One and two the count. Pretty good crowd on hand for the Broncos season finale here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Cam Beer, the first baseman, he flew out to right field his first time up there. Cam Beer was 0 out of 3 in the first ball game. There's the high fly ball towards center. Coming on is going to be Santos, and he runs into the shortstop out there for Hastings. That's a Marquardt, and the ball falls to the turf. Santos had a beat on that one. Marquardt going out to try to help out, and he runs into Santos, who is charging in from a center field. That's going to be an error, jacked up on Hastings. The Broncos had 6 errors in the first ball game. That's the first one here in game number 2. Those are the type of errors that can come back to haunt you. Opens up big innings. Hopefully that will not occur here as Cam Beer gets aboard on the air. They're going to give it to the center fielder for Hastings, Santos. So Josh Mott comes to the plate next. He's the shortstop. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 3. They're going to throw over the first base. That's not in time as Cam Beer gets back in there. So now the Concordia Bulldogs, they have a little bit of life here in the top half of the fifth inning. Cam Beer is your base runner down there at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's a bunt laid down in front of the plate. Fielded there by Schneider. Goes to first base. That's in time, just in the nick of time, as Schneider gets it over to Drew Clark. But the sacrifice works. Mott is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Cam Beer moves down to second base on the play. And that's going to bring up Ryan Fesmeyer next. He is the catcher for the Dogs. He grounded out his first time up there. So now Cam Beer is in scoring position at second base. Christian Snyder's went all the way for Hastings, getting the start here in game number 2 for head coach Steve Sponberg. After what is considered their ace, A.J. Frontal had some problems in game number 1. It lasted just 5 innings tonight, suffering the loss. Here's the next pitch that they'll play. It's going to be down low, but a check swing strike there on Ryan Fesmeyer. A bounce here from the right-hand side. So a base runner is at second base. Hastings has a 3-0 lead here in the second ball game tonight. Christian Snyder looks towards second, fires one to the plate. That one hops to the catcher, Tanner Santarelli. It's now one ball and one strike here to Ryan Fesmeyer for the Concordia Bulldogs. Where's number 4 in that navy blue uniforms? Taking a couple of practice swings in the right-hand batter's box. Set, ready to go. Next pitch, swung out and missed. That went outside the strike zone, but Fesmeyer chases after that one and swings and misses. One ball and two strikes now. Dogs have one man out here in the fifth inning of play and a runner at second base. Snyder again looks in for the sign from his catcher, Santarelli. Next pitch is going to be down low and a little bit outside. The count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings dressed in their white uniforms there tonight with their crimson trim. Snyder again comes set on the mound. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, so the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bronco baseball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2013-2014 season. Season finale for the Broncos. Hopefully there's more games to come. If we can hold on to the lead, we'll pack the bags and get ready for Mitchell, South Dakota next week. Conference tournament begins on Thursday. 2 different sites there. And Mitchell, here comes the next pitch. Going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings scored 3 runs in the first inning, and no one's really sniffed scoring since. Neither team. Score is held up 3-0. Broncos scoring 3 runs on a couple of base hits and a miscue by Concordia in that initial inning. Now Snyder looks the runner back towards second base, and now we're going to have a balk called a balk is going to be called here on Schneider. So Cam Beer is now going to be awarded third base. So a balk is called by the base umpire and Christian Schneider, the pitcher. So now a base runner is at third. There's one man out of the inning. And the pitch to Fessmeyer is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Ryan Fessmeyer, the catcher for the Concordia Bulldogs. He did not play in game number one. His batting average on the season is at 308. And he grounded out his first time up there in inning number three. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. After finding away a couple of pitches, Fessmeyer gets a walk. He heads down to first base in the play. So now Concordia's got base runners on at first and third base. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Christian Schneider. He's got 4 strikeouts. So now here comes Alex Cargan to the plate next. That's the top of the order now for Concordia as he comes to the plate here in the fifth inning. Cargan, he had his single his last time up there in the third inning. He struck out in the first. So he's 1-for-2 here in this ball game. Cargan in the opener tonight was 0-out-of-5 out of that leadoff spot. He has a chance to drive one home here for Concordia with runners on at first and third base. Schneider works in the stretch. There goes the runner at first. The pitch is going to be outside. Santarelli has problems handling it. No throw from the catcher. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Fessmeyer. So now we got runners on at second and third base. Actually running for the catcher is going to be Larry Ponsetta. Ponsetta, the freshman out of Sterling, Colorado, he's running now for the catcher at second base. So Ponsetta is at second. Cam Beer is over at third base. This is Cargan at the plate, Alex Cargan. There's only one man out, and Hastings protecting a 3-0 lead. Schneider from the stretch throws into the plate, a little check swing there. That's going to be ruled a strike. 1-1 to say it went around with it. So 1-1 the count here to Alex Cargan. Nobody up and throwing right now in the Hastings College bullpen as Schneider is staked out to a 3-0 lead with the Bulldogs threatening for the first time here in game number two. Runners are out at second and third base and only one man out. The count here at the plate is at 1-1 to Alex Cargan. Cargan is a 5'9" sophomore out of Laywood, Kansas. Schneider working from the stretch, and again, he steps off with the rubber and takes a look at the runner over there at third base. Now Schneider ready to go. He gets a sign from Tanner Santarelli. Comes center of the mound. Looks at the runners. Fires one to the plate. That's going to be down low again. A breaking pitch that stays down low. And the count is now sitting at 2-1. A.J. Peterson would be next, and then we'll see Andrew Yarrell. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings losing the first ball game earlier today by a score of 7-4 to Concordia. Here's the next pitch, down low again. Now 3-1 to Alex Cargan. Cargan steps back in there. First base is unoccupied right now. Runners are on at second and third base. Cargan waits on the pitch from Schneider. It's on the way, and he pops this one up. To right field coming on is going to be Tanner Campbell coming on, and he makes the catch out there, and he gets the ball back to the infield. A nice throw by Tanner Campbell all the way to the plate. Sailing at third base on the play is going to be Cam Beer. So Cargan, he flies out to Campbell out there in right field, and Tanner Campbell makes a nice throw back to the infield. In fact, all the way to the plate here, and Tanner Santarelli grabs that one. As Cam Beer stays at third base, Fessmeyer stays at second base. Now there's 2 men out here in this fifth inning of play as A.J. Peterson comes to the plate next. It was ruled out. The ball hit him outside the batter's box back there in inning number 4. Struck out in inning number 1. So he's 0-2 so far tonight here in game number 2 as he takes a look at this pitch there. A breaking pitch that's going to stay outside for a ball. 1-0. Peterson, he started the day with a batting average of .333. He walked, had a single, struck out once, reached on an error in game number 1. He is officially 1-3. Here comes the next pitch from Christian Schneider. It's on the way. That's up a little bit too high. And the count goes to 2-0. You're listening to Bronco Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Hastings holding on to a 3-0 lead over Concordia, but the Bulldogs are threatening here. Runners are at second and third base. Next pitch by Snyder is going to be inside for a ball. Now 3 balls and no strikes. So all of a sudden, Christian Snyder is falling behind the hitters, especially here in this fifth inning. Andrew Yarrell is scheduled up there next with Gauss in the hole. Snyder working for the full windup here in this fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. Peterson taking all the way on that one, and now it's 3 balls and 1 strike. 2 men out. Down there at third base is Can Beer. At second base is Fessmeyer for the Bulldogs. Here's the next pitch from Christian Snyder on the way. That one is in there for another strike right at the knees. Peterson had notions to head down to first base on the play, but the home plate umpire rings up another strike. And now it is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes. So Snyder trying to get out of a little bit of a mini jam here in his fifth inning. 3-2 the count with 2 men out. Snyder again from his full windup. Fires the 3-2 pitch to the plate. Swung on and foul tap back to the screen. That remains at 3-2. No game for Hastings tomorrow. The Broncos season is finished after this one. And they'll wait for the conference tournament pairings to be announced from the GPAC office in Sioux City. Hastings wins here tonight. It'll guarantee him a spot in the 8-team tournament that gets underway next Thursday in Mitchell. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's swung on. Again, hit toward right field. Tanner Campbell over across the foul line giving chase, and he can't get there. It falls in foul territory, so a long ball there by Peterson. He's going to have to come back to the batter's box with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doan, Midland, Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, Morningside, Briarcliff, Hastings, and Nebraska Wesleyan are the 8 teams right now that are in the tournament. Teams that are still have a chance, Mount Marty and Concordia. Then Dort is the trailer in the conference. Dort has a tough doubleheader tomorrow with Northwestern. 3 balls and 2 strikes here to A.J. Peterson in the top of the fifth inning. He pops this baby up. It's going to be in foul territory, and the first base side giving chase over there is going to be Clark, and he can't come up with it. So Drew Clark giving chase over there in the first base side right off of his glove over there against the fence. So it's a 3-ball and 2-strike count again for A.J. Peterson. He's been a tough out here in the fifth inning as he's fouled away a couple of the pitches there from Christian Snyder. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out. Andrew Yarrell is in the on-deck circle anxiously waiting here. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Snyder, and that one nearly hit him. And a base on ball is given up there. So after finding away a couple of pitches, A.J. Peterson finally gets a walk. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Hastings in the second half of the doubleheader in softball up in Mitchell, 3-2. So the Broncos go to Mitchell after winning a couple ball games last night over Nebraska Wesleyan. They go to Mitchell and they lose 2-1 in 8 innings and 3-2. So the Tigers get the sweep over the Broncos in softball tonight. Now the bases are loaded here. Hastings has got the 3-0 lead over Concordia. Andrew Yarrell comes to the plate next. He is 2-for-2 so far in this ball game. He's got a double and a single. Yarrell is batting in the number 3 position here for the Bulldogs. Here's the wind of the pitch by Christian Snyder. He's going to be outside and down low. And the ball momentarily gets away from the catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Yarrell is a designated hitter in the first ball game. He's a DH here in his second one. His batting average at .341 in the season. He had 3 hits in the opener tonight, scored 3 runs, and reached base on a walk. Here comes the next pitch to him. The ball's going to be hammered into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Santos trying to grab the ball. He grabs it. 1 run is in. Here comes the second one to the plate. And a long single there by Andrew Yarrell that produces a couple of runs. And just like that, it's a 3-2 ball game. Cam Beer comes in from third base to score for Concordia. Coming around from second base to score easily is going to be the runner, Ponsetta, running for Fessmeyer. A.J. Peterson ends up at third base on the play. And a 2-run single there by Andrew Yarrow has got the Bulldogs back into this ballgame. It is 3-2 now. Hastings College with the lead. That's the fifth inning of the ballgame now for Concordia. So there's two men out here in the fifth inning. And Concordia back into the ballgame here. As Daniel Wilkerson comes to the plate next, he's the right fielder. He fouled out down the right field line back there in the first inning of play, and then he struck out in the fourth, so he's 0-2 here in this ball game. Wilkerson in the first one flew out to center, reached out in there, flew out to center, and reached on a fielder's choice. So Daniel Wilkerson now with the plate for the Bulldogs of Concordia. There goes the runner at first base, and the throw is right back to the pitcher here as Tanner Santarelli goes to Schneider. So the runner moves down to second base with no problems. And now the Bulldogs have runners on at second and third base. So a little poke to the outfield here. And the Bulldogs had reclaimed the lead here in this ballgame. They fell behind 3-0 in the first inning, trying to scratch their way back to the top of the mountain here. 3-2 is the score. Schneider's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now at 2-2. And now here comes Steve Sponberg. Out of the third base dugout, he's going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound. Nobody is up and throwing yet for Hastings College down in the bullpen. A.J. Frechtel, the number one pitcher for Hastings, he went the first game tonight, went 5 innings, charged with a loss. He's now 6-3. He went 5 innings and gave up 7 runs, 5 walks, 7 hits, and 4 strikeouts. And we saw the Eric Antilla, he threw a little bit in game number one, and now we do see Tyler Stender up and throwing for Hastings down in the left field bullpen. So Tyler Stender is up and throwing now for Hastings. Antilla threw the in relief of game number one through a couple of innings. But right now it's going to be Christian Schneider. He's going to stay out there. Runners are on at second and third base. This is Daniel Wilkerson, the number four hitter in the batting order. He's 0-2 so far tonight. As he comes to the plate here with a chance to do some damage, trying to give the Bulldogs the lead here. In the top half of the fifth inning, there's a pitch to Wilkerson, a swing and a miss. Snyder throwing nothing but heat right there. A fastball inside. Wilkerson can't get around on it. And it's 2-1 now. 2 men out for the Dogs here in the fifth. Schneider working for the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. So after a visit from the boss here, Christian Schneider throws a couple of strikes. And now he's even up on the count of 2-2. 2 runs in for Concordia here in this fifth inning. Hastings now leading by the score of 3-2. Christian Schneider, again from the full windup. Santarelli flashes him the sign. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Foul tap actually back into the glove of Tanner Santarelli, but a strikeout there. Number 5 in the ball game now for Christian Schneider. Concordia closes the gap. They scored 2 runs, but they could have had a whole lot more as they leave a couple of runners stranded at second and third base. Concordia scores 2 runs in the inning. 2 runs on no base hits. 1 error on Hastings and 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Hastings College 3-2.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy 3 Cooper CS4 Touring Tires and get the 4th tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Danger now with the lead in indoor football tonight. The Heartland Event Center, they're at halftime. The Danger 50, Wyoming Cavalry 14. We understand Midland held their spring football game tonight. And obviously this was a modified scoring system like we had at Hastings College. But the defense tonight beat the offense in the spring game at Midland 98 to 90. The football team didn't want to be outscored by the basketball team, so it was 98 to 90 in the spring game tonight. The Midland defense beat the offense in a spring football game up in Fremont. Wow. The score here is 3-2. Hastings College has got the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Mitch Marquardt, Drew McGee, Jake Steets, numbers 2, 3, and 4 coming on to face the Concordia Bulldogs here in this inning. Again, staying out there is going to be Josh Prater as he works into the fifth. He's had a couple of visits from the Concordia coaching staff, but hanging in there. And here's the pitch. The Marquardt's going to be fouled away, and the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitch Marquardt has been hit by a pitch so far. He's reached on a fielder's choice in this ball game, so he's 0 for 1 officially. Marquardt started the day with a batting average of .238 for Hastings. Here comes the pitch by Prater. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. And going out is a shortstop. He's going to make the catch. Nice catch over his head there. Josh Mott grabbing the ball there. So Marquardt flies out to the shortstop for the first out of this fifth inning. Hastings has not scored since the first inning. Played 3 runs in the opening period, or the opening stanza here. They have not scored since. They've had chances, had base runners in the second, third. They went down in order in the fourth inning. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count now 0-1 to Drew McGee. McGee is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's flowing out to center field. He's popped one back to the pitcher. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Way outside, 1-1 to count down. So Prater so far in the ball game, he has struck out 2. Hastings College has got 5 base hits in the contest so far. As the next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Prater has hit a man in the ball game. And he has not walked anybody yet. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again on the first base side. And now 2 strikes against Drew McGee, the third baseman for Hastings. He got a 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rocco Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a ball hit to the left side. That's going to be a base hit right on by the third baseman, A.J. Peterson. In the left field as Dudley grabs the ball there. So Drew McGee gets a base hit for Hastings. He is aboard at first base. That's going to bring up Jake Steets. Steets, he has reached on an error, and he has grounded out once. Scored a run back there in the first inning. So Jake Steets to the plate now. He is 0-2 so far in this ball game. Steets started the day with a batting average of .301. Lined out in the first ball game, reached on an error. Had a base on balls and reached on a fielder's choice. So Steets has not gotten a whole lot done here offensively for the Broncos in this ball game today. The pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. Base runner is at first base. That is Drew McGee for Hastings. Cam Beer will hold him on over there defensively, the first baseman for Concordia. We're batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in fair territory. Down in the left field, down in the corner. Dudley grabs the ball there on his way to third. Head first slide down there at third base is McGee. Pulling up at second base is Jake Steets. The ball hit right down the line in the left field, down in the corner. It stays fair long enough. And Hastings has got something going now here in the fifth inning of play. One man out and runners are at second and third base. Drew McGee with a head first slide down there at third, and now the head coach for Concordia is going to come out and have a little conversation here with the home plate umpire. Didn't think that ball stayed fair, but it hops over the bag at third base in fair territory. And it curves over down in the corner, chased down there by Taylor Dudley, the left fielder. And the Broncos have runners on at second and third base now with a 3-2 lead over Concordia. Coming to the plate next is going to be Drew Clark. Concordia basically needs a couple of wins here over Hastings tonight. And maybe at least one win tomorrow over Nebraska Wesleyan to nose their way into the conference tournament. If not, they'll be on the outside looking at the tournament field next week. Here's Drew Clark coming to the plate next for Hastings. And now we're going to have another visit here from the Concordia pitching coach. He's going to come out here and have some words with the head man out there for the Bulldogs, Josh Prater, who's went all the way for Concordia here in this ball game. Pull the infield in, and they'll discuss what they want to do here with Drew Clark. Hastings has got base runners on at second and third base. Tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS, we'll have Nebraska baseball. The Huskers winning in the first game of their series with Michigan. Huskers winning 6-4 tonight in Ann Arbor. So Nebraska is now 27-16. They're 9-4 in the Big Ten Conference. Nebraska will play Michigan again tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch. 12:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Kansas City Royals also going to be in action tomorrow night. They'll play their second game of their series with Baltimore. That'll be a night game, 6:05. That'll be the starting time tomorrow night with the pregame show at 5:30. And now we have a pitching change coming up here for the Bulldogs. After all that, a pitching change is in store, so we'll take a break. We are in the fifth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 3 and Concordia 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Jordan Sturtz is going to be your next pitcher for Concordia. He's a 5'10" senior out of Gretna. Josh Prater, he's going to go 4 1/3 innings. He's given up 3 runs so far, but a couple of runners still on the base pads here for Hastings. 7 base hits. Prater, he struck out 2 in the ball game tonight. Didn't walk anybody. But he's knocked out here in the fifth inning with 1 man out. The Broncos with runners on it. Second and third base. Jordan Sturtz is your new pitcher. As Sturtz comes out here and throws now. His record is sitting at 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. He's got the most wins out of anybody on the pitching staff. His ERA is at 3.83. He's thrown 54 innings, giving up 74 hits. 44 runs, 23 of those earned. 19 base on balls, 26 strikeouts. Teams are batting .322 against him. So Jordan Sturtz now out there for the Concordia Bulldogs is trying to shut the door on Hastings, who's threatening here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Broncos have the lead by a score of 3-2, and they're going to give an intentional walk here to Drew Clark. So Clark is going to get an intentional walk. He'll head down to first base. That sets up a force out at any base here. It also sets up Hastings for a possible double play. So Tanner Campbell comes up there next. Drew Clark is going to get the intentional walk. So he heads down to first base. Clark is now on at first. Steets is on at second base, and Drew McGee is on at third. Tanner Campbell is at the plate now for Hastings with a chance to do some damage in a 3-2 ball game here. College baseball action tonight here at the Smith Complex. And now Sturtz has some problems, and he calls for the catcher. Ryan Festmore has to go out. Festmeyer comes out and has a couple of words with Sturtz, who is confused out there and calling for a little conference. So Hastings has got the bases loaded here in the fifth inning of play. Obviously, you got to stay away from the double play ball here. As Campbell comes to the plate, he struck out his last time up there. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first, so he's 0-2 here in this ball game. Campbell was 0-3 in game number one, so he's 0-4 his last five. Chance to do some major damage here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Going to be fouled away. Straight back at us. And the count goes to no balls and one strike to Tanner Campbell. Campbell started the day with a batting average of .303. Had a fairly decent night. Nice night in the series against Doan. He was 3-for-4 with a run scored. Walked 3 times and had a strikeout in that ball game. And now for the second time, the pitcher Sturtz calls for Festmeyer to come out and have a little talk again. Quick little conference. Not that Sturz doesn't know the signals. He's thrown 54 innings. 54 innings for the Concordia Bulldogs this year. He's going to work from the stretch here with the bases juiced. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Now one ball and one strike to Tanner Campbell. Batting here in the fifth inning. Tanner, a 195-pound freshman out of Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Batting from the left side here for head coach Steve Sponberg in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Sturz. It's going to be in there for another strike. And Campbell now looking at one ball and two strikes. And if you're just joining us, it's pretty simple. Hastings wins here. They'll be into the field for the GPAC Conference Tournament next week. If they lose, you're going to have to wait for the outcome of several ball games tomorrow to see if they can get in. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Tanner Campbell strikes out. That's the second out of the inning, and now you got a force out anywhere with the Tyler Delafonte coming to the plate next. He's 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. So Tyler Delafonte coming to the plate. He did not play in game number one for Hastings College tonight. Delafonte is the designated hitter here in game number two. Comes up here with the bases loaded. And there's a strike to him and nothing in one. Delafonte with a batting average of .220 on the season. Last night against the Tigers, he was 0 for 4. Struck out once. Behind the count here, 0 and 1. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Fielded there. He gets it over the first base in time, and the inning is over. Cargan gets it over to Cam Beer, and the inning is over. As Tyler Delafonte grounds out to the second base. Hastings loads up the bases in the fifth inning and does not score. No runs for Hastings in the fifth inning of play on a couple of base hits. No errors on Concordia, and three men left on the base pads. Remember this fifth inning. We go to the top of the sixth with a score. Hastings College 3 and Concordia 2.
Hi, I'm Carrie Huber, the project director of ASAP in Hastings, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday. On this day, you're invited to bring in your unused and expired medication or over-the-counter medication so they can be disposed of in an environmentally safe method. Medication should never be thrown into the garbage or flushed into the sewer system, as this has potential to reach our groundwater. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Medication Take Back Day will take place at South Heartland District Health Department located at 606 North Minnesota in Hastings. So please gather up all of your unused and expired medication and bring it to the National Drug Take Back Day. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call at ASAP at 402-463-0524. My number again is 402-463-0524. Sponsors for the Medication Take Back Day are South Heartland District Health Department, the Hastings Police Department, and ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. And we hope to see you on Saturday the 26th.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Again, if you're just joining us, Hastings lost the first game to Concordia by the score of 7-4. Concordia had 7 runs, 8 base hits. They had 3 errors. They left 9 men on base in game number 1. Hastings with 4 runs, 8 hits. They committed 6 errors in the opener. Left 7 men on base. J.D. Jurgensen was the winning pitcher. He's now 2-5 in the season. Where Concordia and A.J. Frunkel took the loss. He's now 6-3. Hastings trying to scratch their way to the postseason tournament here. They've got a 3-2 lead in the nightcap over the Concordia Bulldogs. Schneider stays out there. Concordia comes about here in the top half of the sixth inning. This is Cameron Goss coming to the plate first. He takes a whack at the first pitch and misses. Here comes the next one. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and one strike to Cameron Goss. He had a double his last time up there in inning number 4. He grounded out to the second baseman back in inning number 2. So he's 1-for-2 here in game number 2. Here comes the next pitch by Schneider. It's going to be a fastball that misses. Down low in the count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor Dudley would be next, and then Zach Canbeer. Josh Mott would come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard here. We're in the top of the 6th. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Next pitch is fouled back to the screen. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Schneider's still on the hill here for Hastings. Santarelli behind the plate. McGee is at third base. Mark Ward is at shortstop. Steets at second base. Clark is over at first. Neil Santos and Campbell out in the outfield. Next pitch is going to be down low. Ball goes ricocheting off of the equipment from Tanner Santorelli behind the plate. And the count is at 3-2 now. 3-2 the count to Gauss. He started the day with a batting average of .295 for the Concordia Bulldogs. In the first ball game, he reached on an error, flew out to right field, grounded out once, and struck out once. Santorelli may have been a little shaken up there on that play as he takes a stroll out to the pitcher's mound. Greets Christian Schneider out there. Now he's ready to go. The mask back on. Takes his position behind the dish. And we're ready to go. 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Cameron Gauss. He's been playing out in center field all night long tonight. Here comes a pitch from Schneider. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and he walks him. Gauss was just getting ready to chase after that one, and keeps the bat on the shoulder, and we got a base on balls delivered up here. That's the third walk of the ball game now for Schneider. They've all occurred here in the last inning or so. So coming up there next is going to be Taylor Dudley. He's the left fielder. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out twice. Once to the third baseman, once to the shortstop. Gauss is now your base runner at first. There's a bouncing ball to short. Marquardt goes to second for one over the first base. That's a double play. Broncos turn a double play here in the sixth inning. A 6-4-3 double play, and there's two men out. Zach Canbier now comes to the plate here for Concordia. Broncos holding on to a 3-2 advantage here in the ninth camp tonight. Canbier comes to the plate. He reached on an error the last time up there. Came around to score one of the two runs in the fifth inning. Flew out to right field back there in inning number two. So he's 0 for 2 officially as he takes a whack at that one and sends it foul on the first base side. Nothing and one to Zach Canbier. He started the day with a batting average of .315. Had a walk in the first ball game, reached on an error, had another walk and struck out once. Here's the next pitch, a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. That one, a curveball, kind of falls off the table there. A good pitch by Christian Schneider. And the count is sitting at 0-2 now to the first baseman for Concordia, Zach Canbier. Next pitch is going to be outside and low. 1-2 the count. Josh Mont, the shortstop, is due up there next. Then Ryan Fensmeyer, the catcher. Here's the next pitch to Canbier. A swing and a miss. And he strikes him out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Christian Schneider. So Hastings turns the double play here in the sixth inning of play. Concordia scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Hastings College 3 and Concordia 2.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings. FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos holding on to the lead here by the slimmest of margins. 3-2 is the advantage for Hastings as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, this one, a nine-inning affair here tonight in game number two. Broncos will have the 8-9-1 hitters coming up here. The face, the man who came out in the last inning, Jordan Sturtz. This is Donato Santos coming to the plate here for Hastings. He'll bat from the left-hand side. And here's the pitch by Sturtz. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Donato Santos, who is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Popped one back to the catcher back in inning number 2, and he struck out in inning number 4. Tries to lay down a bunt. Takes a strike there. There's nothing and two. Santos has got some blazing speed. He can lay down a bunt and possibly beat that out, but now with two strikes, that's probably not going to be the case. Donato Santos at the plate here for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch from Sturts, and that's going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Santos is a freshman from Manitoba Springs, Colorado. Little shaver. 5'4" and 145 pounds, soaking wet. Here comes the next pitch to Santos, and it beans him on his right elbow. And now the official, the umpire, is going to say maybe it hit the handle of the bat. Steve Sponberg comes down from the third base coaching box to have a little discussion. Here with the home plate umpire, Santos says it hit him on the elbow. I think the official says it hit the end of the bat there. Is this discussion is going to continue? Steve Sponberg nose to nose with the home plate umpire down here. Just to the left of the plate here as this discussion continues. Santos walking around as if he got hit on the elbow. As this discussion continues. Coach is getting into a major discussion here. Getting all riled up here in the sixth inning of play. Bottom of the sixth, his team out on top by a score 3-2, trying to win their way into the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. In the meantime, Santos is walking around. They may have ruled him out as well. That might have been the third strike on Santos, who's standing right in front of the dugout down here on the third base side. So it hit the end of the bat. That was probably the third strike on Santos, and he would be out of there. Or he got hit in the elbow, and he'll get awarded first base. Santos has disappeared into the dugout, so he's not going to win the argument here. He's going to be ruled out. So that's going to be a strikeout for Sturts as Santos is ruled out as the ball hits the end of the bat there instead of his elbow. So the second strikeout for Sturts, and now there's one man out here in the sixth inning of play as Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate next. He had a single back there in the second, and he grounded out in the fourth. There's a pitch to him. A curveball is going to be in there for a strike. I like this stuff here from the pitcher for Concordia, Jordan Sturts, after he came out of the last inning. Got a couple of strikeouts. He's got some good stuff out there. Next pitch by Sturts. Swung out and missed. No balls and two strikes now to Tanner Santarelli. Santarelli was 0 out of 2 in the first ball game with a ground out and a fly out. So he's 1 out of 2 here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch way outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Tanner Santarelli. Trenton Neal would be next. Neal has been a tough out tonight for the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings loaded up the bases in the last inning and did not score. There's the ball hit down to the third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. Hastings had one of those in the last inning that stayed fair. That one was fouled by a couple of feet. Right on by the third baseman, A.J. Peterson, who watches that one go foul. Santarelli now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes with one man out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 3-2. Santarelli re-enters the right-hand batter's box. Jordan Sturts gets his sign. The big kick. Here's a delivery. Swung on and miss. He strikes him out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Jordan Sturts. And now Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. Trenton Neal from Ogallala. A former Ogallala Indian as he comes strolling to the plate here in the left-hand batter's box. Neal with a couple of singles here in this ball game, and he's flown out to center field. Neal had a double, a single, and another single, scored a run, and he grounded out once in game number 1 tonight, which was won by the Bulldogs, 7-4 over Hastings. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning here tonight. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 3-2. Going 9 innings here in game number 2. There's a curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Concordia's still got 2 more games left in their regular season. They've got home games tomorrow against Nebraska Wesleyan. Those could be huge as far as the conference race is concerned, as far as getting into the tournament. There's the ball hit the center field. Coming on is going to be Gallison. He makes the catch. So Trenton Neal flies out to center. Hastings goes down in order here in the sixth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh with a score. Hastings 3, Concordia 2.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday, for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordmans off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Again, checking the local scoreboard for tonight. Dakota Wesleyan picking up a couple of wins in college softball over Hastings College up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Tigers winning 2-1 in the first game in 8 innings. Dakota Wesleyan winning the second ball game 3-2. Nebraska softball today, they beat Michigan State by a score of 2-0. College baseball here at the Smith Complex tonight. Concordia wins game number 1-7-4 over Hastings. Broncos have the lead in the nightcap 3-2 as we head to inning number 7. College baseball up in Ann Arbor, Michigan today. Nebraska beats Michigan by a score of 6-4. Huskers are now 27-16. They're 9-4 in the Big Ten Conference. They'll play Michigan again tomorrow at 1:05. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 1230. So now Concordia comes to the plate here in inning number 7. This is Josh Mont, the shortstop, coming up here. Going to have numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order as Mont takes a big whack at that one and is swinging a miss. Swinging for the fence and comes up with air. No balls, two strikes to Josh Mont. He's laid down his sacrifice and he has struck out so far here in this ball game, playing at shortstop tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Christian Snyder continues to throw out there for Hastings. Now into the seventh inning. Snyder's got 5 strikeouts, 3 walks so far. Concordia's got 5 base hits and 2 runs. There's a swing and a miss. Josh Mott goes down, strikeout number 7 actually now for the pitcher Christian Snyder. And Ryan Festmeyer comes out there next. Festmeyer reached on a base on balls the last time up there, came around to score. Also has grounded out, so he's officially 0-1 in this ball game. Did not play in game number 1 for the Bulldogs tonight. He comes to the plate. There's a fastball by Christian Snyder up around the eyeballs and misses. Tell you what, Snyder's throwing some wicked fastballs here in this inning so far. Festmeyer leaned away from that one up around the eyes. Here's another one, a swing and a miss. Why not? Just rear back and throw the heat. See if they can catch it. See if they can hit it. One ball and one strike and one man out here in the seventh. 3-2. Hastings has got the lead. Next ball is going to be swung out and missed. One ball and two strikes now to Ryan Festmeyer. Festmeyer wears number 4 in that navy blue uniform, the freshman, as he takes a look at the next pitch, and it's going to be outside the strike zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Festmeyer, freshman out of Firestone, Colorado. 5'10". There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Christian Snyder now got a mission in mind here as he's working into the final innings of this ball game, trying to propel his team onto the tournament next week. 2 strikeouts now here in the seventh inning of play, and that's going to bring up the top of the order now on Alex Cargan. Cargan flew out to right field his last time up there in inning number 5, had a single in the third, and he struck out in inning number 1. He is 1 out of 3 so far in this ball game. He was 0-for-5 in game number 1. Here comes the pitch by Snyder. That's going to be in there for another strike. So Christian, all of a sudden, after battling in the fifth inning, gave up a couple of runs, has come back here and has struck out the first 2 batters he has faced here. There's a bunt laid down. And again, the ball hits the base runner, Alex Cargan, heading down to first base. And he is ruled out on the play. That's the second time tonight that has happened. So Cargan lays down a bunt, and the ball hits him as he runs down to the bag at first. Another out, and Hastings sends the Concordia Bulldogs down in order here in this seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Hastings 3 and Concordia 2.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer, Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
We have another new pitcher coming out for Concordia. So this is their third one they have used here. It's going to be Heath Benker, a junior from Florence, Colorado, as he's going to come out and throw down here in inning number 7. So Benker now on the mound for the Bulldogs. His ERA is sitting at 9.33. He's got a record of 1 win, 2 losses on the season, no saves. He's thrown 27 innings for the Dogs. 48 base hits, 35 runs scored. 28 of those have been earned. 17 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. Team's batting .393 against him. So Josh Prater got to start tonight for the Bulldogs. He went 4 1/3. Jordan Sturtzen came on and looked pretty good there for Concordia, but he goes just 1 2/3 innings. Sturtz had 3 strikeouts, a walk, no runs, and no hits for Hastings during his time out there. Now Heath Benker is going to be out there. So Benker is another left-hander here for the Bulldogs. Hastings coming to bat in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Broncos holding on to a 3-2 advantage over Concordia tonight. Benker taking a stroll around the infield as he rums down to baseball. We're going to have Mitch Marquardt coming to face him for the first time here. Marquardt in the ball game so far has been hit by a pitch. He's been granted a fielder's choice, and he's flown out. He scored a run here in this second ball game. So Mitch Marquardt batting in the number 2 position here tonight. We'll take a look at this pitch. It's going to miss. 1 ball and no strikes. Hastings with 3 runs in the first inning. Concordia with 2 runs in the fifth inning. Other than that, nothing. 3-2 is the score. Hastings has got the lead, trying to lock up a postseason berth here tonight with a victory. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and Marquardt is now ahead on the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Concordia defensively will play him pretty much straight away here. As a Benker looks in for the sign now from his catcher, Fessmeyer. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled on the third base side. The count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 to count here to Marquardt. He'll be followed up by Drew McGee, then Jake Steets. Then we'll see Drew Clark if Hastings can get something going here in the seventh. Scheduled for 9 here tonight. Second half of the doubleheader between Hastings and Concordia. Heath Benker working for the stretch, although nobody's on the base pads. He fires this one to the plate. It's going to be a strike in the outside corner. Now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's 75 degrees as we got the second ball game started here tonight, and a great night for college baseball action here in Hastings at the Smith Complex. Hastings wrapping up the regular season here tonight. Here's the next pitch way outside for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steve Sponberg, the head coach down in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Blake Marquardt down there in the first base coaching box. 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Mitch Marquardt. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out. So Benker comes on and gets his first strikeout victim, Mitch Marquardt, here in the seventh inning. Drew McGee comes up there next. Three runs and seven hits so far for Hastings in this ball game. They've got one error. They've left seven. Concordia with two runs on four base hits. Actually, five base hits now for Concordia. One error, and they've left 5 men on the base pads. This is Drew McGee up there now for the Broncos in the seventh inning. The pitch is way outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. McGee has popped one to the center fielder. He's popped one to the pitcher. He's got a base hit. 1-for-3 in this ball game for Hastings. McGee with a 292 average coming into this doubleheader today. Benker comes set. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be down low, but right at the knees on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Drew McGee. Jake Steets swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. He would be next. Heath Benker working for the stretch again. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside. A fastball that misses. Two balls and one strike. Hastings, after the loss in the first ball game, currently sitting at 12-25 in the season, 6-13 in the GPAC. Concordia 15-28, they're 5-12 in conference play. Here's the next pitch by Benker. It's on the way, and it's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count to Drew McGee for Hastings. Most of these guys have went the entire way on both of these teams in the first and second ball games tonight. So he stretched this ball game into the seventh inning now. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Benker. It swung out and missed. Nothing but a fastball there right down in the center portion of the plate, and McGee cannot connect. So two strikeouts now for Heath Benker here in the seventh inning. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Steets has reached out in there. He has grounded out once, and he's got a double. He's 1-for-3 here in this ball game as he strolls to the plate here in the right-hand batter's box. Steets, the junior from Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. Talked to a lot of Colorado players on this team like it has been the last several years. There's a pitch to Steets. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to the second baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets. Drew Clark is on deck. We've got Tanner Campbell in the hole here. So Broncos trying to get something going here in the seventh. Leading by a run, 3-2. Next pitch is on the way. There's a check swing, and it's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in two now to Jake Steets. So Jake will have to protect the plate here. With a couple of strikes, Heath Benker throwing nothing but smoke here in this seventh inning. Couple of strikeouts since coming on. Third pitcher used by the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. Here comes the next pitch. Took something off of that one, and is swinging a miss, and he strikes out the side. So Benker comes out and strikes out Marquardt, McGee, and Steets. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number 8 with a score in Hastings 3 and Concordia 2.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
From the scoreboard tonight, we see the Nebraska Danger continues to lead in their ball game with Calvary. Up at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, 58-14 is the score now in football action up in Grand Island. Hastings College still with a lead here in college baseball at the Smith Complex, 3-2 is the score. And Hastings doing all their scoring in the first inning tonight. Concordia came back with a couple of runs in the fifth inning, and now we have worked ourselves into the eighth. Christian Snyder still out there for the Broncos. He's went all the way. And coming up there for the Concordia Bulldogs here in this inning, we're going to have 2, 3, and 4, so the meat of the order coming on. See if Snyder can get through the inning. There's a swing and a miss by A.J. Peterson. A.J. so far has struck out once. He was ruled out after he attempted to lay down a bunt. The ball hit him outside the batter's box. There's another strike. Swing and a miss. He also walked in the ball game, and now he's behind on the count here. No balls and two strikes. Snyder looks like he's getting tougher as the ball game rolls on here. He's all of a sudden hit overdrive. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-2. Snyder throwing some good heat to the plate here when he goes with his fastball. Like I said, it looks like he's stronger now here in the eighth inning than maybe he was back in the second. That's a good sign. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Snyder now has got 9 strikeouts in the ball game for Hastings. Christian Snyder has walked 3 guys, and Concordia has got 5 base hits in the ball game. So Christian Snyder trying to put the team on his shoulders here and get him up to Mitchell, South Dakota for the GPAC tournament next week. And here comes Andrew Yarrell to the plate next. Yarrell, he has had a double tonight in this ball game. He has had a single. He has had another single. He's had a stolen base. He's done it all for Concordia in this ball game. He takes a strike here. First ball game, Yarrell was 3 for 3. 3 runs scored. And a walk. So he's been on the base pads a lot. 1-1 the count here. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So 1-2. Either Christian Snyder is finding the strike zone all of a sudden, or the home plate umpire has a date. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 man out here in this eighth inning of play. Snyder just pounding the strike zone here late in the ball game. Wind up in the pitch. There's the next one. He's going to be in there for another strike. Strikes him out. Strikeout number 10 in the ball game for Christian Snyder. And here comes Daniel Wilkerson up there next. Wilkerson is the right fielder. He fouled out down the right field line back there in the first inning. Struck out in the fourth, struck out in the fifth. Now he's going to face Mr. Strikeout again here in inning number 8. Throws another strike across this center portion of the plate. Like they're batting at flies here late in the ball game. Wilkerson again waits. Here's the next pitch and a swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Well, Concordia, they struck out this side in the last half of an inning, and now Snyder's going to try to do it here, and he does. Strikeout number 11 in the ball game for Christian Snyder as he strikes out the side here. So we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hastings College still with the lead as the Broncos 3 and Concordia 2.
Are you short on money? Then stop by Cash and Go at 303 North Burlington in Hastings and get up to $425 today. If you're in a hurry, call ahead at 462-6464 and be pre-approved by phone. New customers, mention this ad and there will be no fee on your first $100. Cash and Go in Hastings also cashes checks. At Cash and Go, customers come first. Cash and Go at 3rd in Burlington and Hastings. Call 462-6464 to get pre-approved on the phone. 462-6464.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're going to have another new pitcher here, Edwin Azumagawa. He's from Hawaii, Pearl City, Hawaii. So after Banker comes on and strikes out the side in inning number seven, Edwin Asumagawa will come to the pitcher's mound next. You got to love pitchers with a name like that. So he comes out of here, the Hawaiian, as he comes to pitch here in inning number 8 against Hastings College. We'll check his numbers for you as they continue to burn up their pitchers. They still got 2 ball games left tomorrow. The contest against the Nebraska Wesleyan, so I don't know if they're trying to position themselves for the games tomorrow or not, but they're burning up some innings here. This guy has got an 8.31 earned run average. His overall record, 1 win and 1 loss in the season. He's only thrown 13 innings, 17 base hits, 13 runs, 12 of those earned, 8 base on balls, 8 strikeouts. Team's batting .327 against him. We'll give him a nickname. How about Iz? Edwin Iz. That'll be nice and easy. So Iz is completing his warm-up tosses out there for the Concordia Bulldogs. I'm probably nowhere close in that pronunciation. From Pearl City, Hawaii. So Hastings will come to bat here in the 8th inning of play. Drew Clark, Tanner Campbell, and Tyler Delafonte. Hastings holding on to a 3-2 advantage here in this ball game. So Heath Baker, he appears for 1 inning, and he gets 3 strikeouts, and now he's back on the bench here for Concordia. As the Hawaiian comes out here and throws now here in the 8th inning, Drew Clark is the first guy he'll face based on balls and a single and another single, a 2-run single back there in the first inning. As Clark takes a look at a pitch here, that ball's going to be immediately drilled into center field for a base hit. So Drew Clark gets a base hit to lead off the Hastings half of the 8th inning here. Broncos looking maybe for a couple of insurance runs in this 8th inning before Concordia comes to bat in the 9th. Coming out of the dugout now and running over there is going to be Kyle Weber. So Weber is going to run for Drew Clark over there at first base. Weber, a freshman out of Arvada, Colorado. So Hastings getting some speed on the base pads now, looking for maybe an insurance run here in this 8th inning. Broncos protecting a 3-2 lead over the Concordia Bulldogs after losing the first game tonight by a score of 7-4. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game from our doubleheader tonight. We'll have the coach's post-game show with Hastings assistant coach Blake Marquardt expected up tonight. Tanner Campbell comes to the plate next. He has struck out a couple of times here in the ball game. Reached on a fielder's choice, so he's 0-3 here in this ball game. Campbell batting from the left-hand side with Weber down there now at first base. Squares around the bunt, pops it up. Grabbed there by the third baseman, and back in there is Weber at first base. So an attempted bunt is caught there by the third baseman for the Concordia Bulldogs. And there's one man out now here in the inning. That was A.J. Peterson who makes the play on the ball there at third base. Coming up next is going to be Tyler Delafonte. He's a DH here in this ball game. He's 0-3 in the contest. He's grounded out 3 times. Weber takes his lead down there at first base. Here comes the pitch. That ball is going to be hit to the shortstop. Mott picks it up and bobbles the ball. And bobbles the ball again, and everybody is safe. Josh Mott at shortstop was moving toward the bag at second for a possible double play there. Bobbles the ball. They picked it up and bobbled it again, and an error chalked up there as Tyler Delafonte gets the board. Delafonte is on at first base. Weber running for Clark is down there at second base now. And now I think we're going to have a pinch hitter come out here for Hastings. Or Donato Santos. Xander Schmidt is grabbing a helmet here, and Xander is going to come out here in the 8th inning. So Xander Schmidt is going to come out now for Hastings and bat in inning number 8. Xander has a batting average of .130. He appeared in game number 1 as well in a pinch hit roll and a single and scored a run in the 7th inning. So now Xander Schmidt, the St. Cecilia product, will come to the plate here for Hastings College in the 8th inning. Men are at first and second base here for the Broncos, and there's one man out. Hastings holding on to a 3-2 advantage. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. Fastmore back to the screen, and the runners advance one base. Weber heads down to third base on the play. Tyler Delafonte is on at second base now. And the count at the plate is at one ball and no strikes. So the Hawaiian from Pearl City having some problems here in the eighth inning. He's got one man out. His team has committed an error. He's given up a single to Drew Clark. And now he's behind on the count here to Xander Schmidt at one ball and no strikes. So Xander Schmidt out there now. He's got four base hits and 24 trips to the plate now. No home runs, one RBI. Xander has walked three times and he has struck out three times. And now they're going to give a walk to Xander Schmidt. So an intentional walk given up there to Xander Schmidt. That will load up the bases. They've got William Holbrook again up and throwing here for the Concordia Bulldogs in the bullpen. And now we're going to have another pinch hitter coming up here. This is going to be Ryan Valdez. Ryan Valdez now comes into the plate here in inning number eight. Steve Sponberg kind of rolling the dice here in this inning. Valdez coming up there. He's got a batting average of 111. One base hit and nine trips to the plate for Ryan Valdez. He has walked one time. He has struck out twice. Valdez is aboard here with the bases loaded in the eighth inning, and Hastings is leading by the score at 3-2. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Valdez has some family in the stands here tonight. Had a chance to talk with him earlier in the ballgame before this one got underway this afternoon. Valdez now with a chance to maybe be a hero in his second ballgame. Ryan Valdez waiting here on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Valdez, 5'6", 165 pounds from Evergreen, Colorado. Two balls and no strikes. No place to put Ryan Valdez with a score at 3-2. Hastings playing here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They're looking for the sign again from the catcher, Fessmeyer. Here comes the next pitch by the Hawaiian. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play. Two balls and no strikes. Isham Mingwa, your pitcher for Concordia. Edwin Misham, we'll just call him Iz. That's a lot easier. Hawaiian should have short names. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be on, well, it's going to get out of play on the third base side here. Gets out of play, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. So there's one man out. Concordia hoping to get a double play to get out of the inning. Hastings just looking for a little base hit here. Base hit to the outfield will probably score two big runs here in the eighth inning with the score sitting at 3-2. Two balls and two strikes. And here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be a called third strike in the outside corner. Valdez goes down here. Strikeout number one for Edwin Iz after coming on here in the eighth inning of play. Trenton Neal comes up there next. Now remember, Hastings left the bases loaded in the fifth inning tonight. Did not score. Now the Broncos have the bases loaded again here in the eighth inning. And now there's two men out. Top of the order coming up there now with Trenton Neal. He has been a tough out for the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. Last two times he's flown out to center field. In the first and second inning, he recorded a single. He also got into base pads in the first ball game here tonight. So Trenton Neal, the leading hitter on the team, comes to the plate now with the bases juiced up here in the eighth inning, and the pitch comes to the plate, nearly hit him inside. One ball and no strikes to Trenton Neal. Mitch Marquardt would be next, and then Drew McGee. Hastings looking for an insurance run or two here in the eighth inning. They've got the one-run lead, trying their wonder away to the GPAC postseason tournament next week in Mitchell, South Dakota. A victory here would just about do it. There's the ball hit to the right side. It gets through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up out there by Wilkerson. One run scores. Here comes the second one. The ball is misplayed out there. The third run is going to come to the plate. And in at third base is going to be Trenton Neal with a triple. Three run score. A big, big hit there by Trenton Neal. He clears the base pads. Three run score for Hastings College. The ball was misplayed out there by Wilkerson. The ball was hit right between the first baseman and the second baseman. Then it was misplayed out there by Wilkerson. It got away from the right fielder. So that's going to be a single with an error chalked up on the Concordia. But nevertheless, three runs coming to score for Hastings College. Now the Broncos have a 6-2 advantage over Concordia here in this baseball game. So a big, big hit there by Trenton Neal in the eighth inning to bring home three runs. And Hastings now with a comfortable lead. Mitch Marquardt will come to the plate next. Marquardt comes to the plate. He's struck out once. He's flown out to the shortstop once. Reached on a fielder's choice. He's been hit by a pitch. There's two men out for Hastings here in this eighth inning, and the Broncos now have the lead 6-2 over Concordia. Here's the ball. It's going to be popped up by Marquardt. He drives the bat into the turf here. And now the first baseman drops the ball. The first baseman drops the ball over there. That's a Canterbury. Canterbury drops the ball over there at first base, and everybody's going to be safe, and a run comes in to score. Trent Neal comes in from third base to score. Marquardt reaches on the second error on Concordia here in this inning. And now Drew McGee comes to the plate next. So the Broncos have the lead now by a score of 7-2. Canterbury drops the ball, a routine fly ball there, just popped out of his glove. Marquardt is aboard at first base on the second error of the inning. And now Drew McGee comes up there next. McGee is the third baseman. He's waiting on the pitch here with two men out. The Hawaiian throws it to the plate here, and it's going to be down low for a ball. He's going to wish he's back on the boat heading for Hawaii. This has not been a good outing for him here in the eighth inning. Not getting any help from his teammates either. One ball and no strikes here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high and in tight on to Drew McGee. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count to Drew McGee. Jake Steets would be next. Four runs in for Hastings here in this bottom of the eighth inning. And the Broncos now have the lead by a score of 7-2. Waiting on the pitch is going to be McGee. Here it comes. It's on the way. That pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And it's now three balls and no strikes to Drew McGee. McGee started the day with a batting average of .292. So a win here for Hastings will put him into the postseason tournament next Thursday. He would get underway up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings probably a number 7, maybe a number 8 seed by next week. Number 7 and 8 seeds will be playing at 9 o'clock in the morning next Thursday. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Has now three balls and one strike as Drew McGee took all the way on that one. Hastings can win this ball game. They would finish out the conference season at 7-13. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. That ball is going to be hit to left center field, giving chase to the center fielder, and he makes the catch out there. That's Cameron Gauss. So Gauss catches that one. McGee gives it a strong ride, but right at Cameron Gauss. But a big, big inning for Hastings College. They score four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Broncos have the lead over Concordia. It's Hastings 7 and Concordia 2.
You've known Quiznos for their toasted subs for over 30 years. But what do you get when you fuse Quiznos' same bold flavor with cavatappi pasta? You guessed it, a pastarific flavor transformation. Now introducing Quiznos' new Toasty Pastas, coming in hot with six mouth-watering flavors, including mac and cheese with lobster and seafood, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken, all made with cavatappi pasta and mouth-watering mozzarella, and toasted to bring out the flavor. Quiznos, we're getting toastier.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings is 3 outs away from continuing their season next week. Broncos losing the opener by a score of 7-4 and really didn't play very well in the opener tonight, committing 6 errors in the field. But all of a sudden, they scored three runs in the first inning of this ball game, and they erupt for four runs in the eighth inning of play. And it's now a 7-2 ball game. Hastings with a lead over Concordia, the Bulldogs scoring two runs in the fifth. Schneider comes back out. He has retired the last eight guys that he has faced, including three strikeouts in the last inning. This is Cameron Gauss coming out there now. He takes a strike in the outside corner. We'll see what Schneider can do here. Nothing but smoke in inning number eight. Lyons and delivers no plate. That's a fastball, and a swing and a miss. Unbelievable how strong Christian Schneider looks here late in the ballgame. He struck out two in the seventh inning, struck out three in the eighth. He's ahead on the count here at no balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. That one's going to be a fastball that misses outside. Trying to get to Gauss to chase after an outside pitch. Gauss so far has grounded out once. He's had a double, and he has walked in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. We're now even up with two balls and two strikes. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game from our doubleheader tonight. Coach's post-game show coming up with Hastings assistant coach Blake Markwart. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a call, third strike in the outside corner. And another strikeout, 12 strikeouts in the ball game now for Christian Schneider. And Taylor Dudley comes up there next. Dudley is number six in the batting order here. Dudley is grounded out twice, and he's hit into a double play. So Taylor Dudley comes up there next. Takes a whack at that one and fouls away on the third base side out of play. Again, the schedule for tomorrow, Midland will play at Doan. That's the matchup of the top two teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan right now with a two-game lead. There's a changeup that misses outside, and they got it one ball and one strike. So Doan can win one ball game tomorrow against Midland. They'll win the GPAC championship for 2014. Nebraska Wesleyan has two games in Seward tomorrow against Concordia. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. It's now one ball and two strikes. Briarcliff is at Morningside tomorrow. Northwestern at Dort. Dakota Wesleyan is at Mount Marty. Hastings with a day off tomorrow on the final day of the regular season. And with a win here, they won't care who wins and who loses. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes here to Taylor Dudley, the left fielder. Coming up next is going to be Canbear, the first baseman. Next pitch is going to be fouled again back to the screen. So Taylor Dudley's hanging tough in there. He's fouled away the last three pitches. One ball and two strikes. Concordia's got five base hits here in game number two. They hammered out eight base hits in game number one and were helped along with six errors that Hastings committed to the field. There's a ground ball. Slow roller out to short. Marquardt grabs it, gets it to first base. That's not going to be in time. A big stretch over there by Drew Clark at first base. That's going to be a hit given there to Taylor Dudley getting a base hit there. A slow roller out to shortstop Mitch Marquardt. Him charging in on the grassy portion of the infield. Made to play the first base, but not in time. So coming up there next for Concordia is going to be Zach Cambier. He's from Castle Rock, Colorado. 6'1", a junior, and Canbear comes to the plate now. He's flown out to right field. He's reached on an error, and he has struck out. There's a pitch in there. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one to Zach Canbear. Josh Mott would be next to the shortstop. So Hastings looking for a split here with Concordia tonight, which was all they really needed. Here's the next pitch by Schneider. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. 12 strikeouts for Christian Schneider in the ball game. He has walked three guys. He's not walked anybody since inning number six. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. Swung on and fouled, tapped here at the screen. It's now one ball and two strikes. Does that can bear? Canbear looking at his coach down there in the third base coaching box. Re-enters the right-hand side batter's box here, and he gets ready to face Christian Schneider with a count of one ball and two strikes. Here comes another pitch. He'll be outside for a ball. Tanner Santorelli blocking that one from coming back to the screen. And the count is now even up with two balls and two strikes. Now Santorelli goes out to have a couple of words for Christian Schneider. I'd say, hey, just throw the smoke across the center of the plate and see if they can hit it. They haven't been able to do that for two innings. They got a good-sized lead. 7-2 is the score. Base runner is at first base. That's Taylor Dudley. Canbear has got a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider works in the stretch. Throws one to the plate. Pops it up. Santorelli with the mask off behind the plate. Comes back there and grabs the ball for the second out. Zach Canbear will foul out to the catcher, Tanner Santorelli. And now there's two men out here for the Concordia Bulldogs. So the GPAC postseason tournament, if Hastings can hold on here in the ninth inning, will start next Thursday. And we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out here for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Tyler Nelson. Tyler Nelson, a freshman from La Porte, Texas, will come out here. So Nelson will bat here in the ninth inning. So he is going to be a left-handed hitter here as Nelson will come to the plate. His batting average at .250 on the season. 9 base hits and 36 trips to the plate for Tyler Nelson as he takes a strike at the knees there on the outside corner, nothing and one. So Tyler Nelson batting here. He's got one double to his credit, no home runs, and he's got 6 RBIs playing in his 23rd ball game of the season. He pops this one up, third base side. That's going to be McGee over in the foul territory. He gives chase, and he can't get there. Drew McGee giving it a chase way down toward the Bronco bullpen. Hastings actually got some guys up there loosening up, but I think Christian Schneider is pretty content with finishing this ball game out. Schneider with 12 strikeouts here in this contest for Hastings College. He's got the lead now at 7-2 as he tries to finish things off for Hastings College here in this one tonight. Tyler Nelson is your batter for the Concordia Bulldogs, and he is behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and lined on the first third base side into the screen over here. And the count is remaining at no balls and two strikes. If Nelson can get aboard, we're going to see, we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out in the on-deck circle. Mark Wilcox is out there in the on-deck circle if Nelson can get aboard. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. A foul tap. Catcher drops the third strike. Santorelli tags out the batter here at the plate, and the ball game is over. So Christian Schneider gets a strikeout to end the ball game. Santorelli drops the third strike there. And he tags out Nelson in the batter's box, and the ball game is over as Christian Schneider leads Hastings College to the GPAC tournament next week with 13 strikeouts here in game number 2. Hastings wins the nightcap tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs. Final score, Hastings 7, Concordia 2. Back with a recap after this.
Lots of candidates talk tough. One candidate for Attorney General has walked the walk, Brian Bisher. As an attorney, Brian has defended the rights of Nebraska farmers and ranchers against the Obama administration, fought for our water rights and prosecuted violent criminals. A pro-life, fiscal conservative, and fourth-generation Nebraskan, Brian Bisher.
I'm running for Attorney General because Nebraska families deserve a fighter who will stand up to the Obama administration, keep violent criminals behind bars, and protect the rights of the unborn. I grew up on a farm. I've used my law degree to fight the Obama administration and protect Nebraska farmers and ranchers. As Attorney General, I'll defend Nebraska against intrusions from the federal government, and I'll continue the fight against Obamacare. As a dad, I care about keeping our communities safe. One of my top priorities will be reforming the Good Time Law. Violent, repeat criminals should not receive good time sentence reductions. I'm Brian Bisher, and I'm asking for your support for Attorney General.
Paid for by citizens to elect Brian Bisher. BrianBisher.com.
Toyota and Honda are among the best-selling new cars in America. So it's no surprise that Toyota and Honda are among America's favorite pre-owned cars, too.
This is Ryan Snyder from Cornhusker Autoplex in Grand Island. Our pre-owned cars and trucks are unmatched anywhere.
You can choose from a tremendous selection of pre-owned Toyotas and Hondas, both cars and trucks, along with plenty more, all in one place. Cornhusker Autoplex, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College got the job done here tonight in game number 2 of the doubleheader as they beat Concordia by the score of 7-2. That should be good enough to get them into the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Again, the official pairings will be out on Saturday night sometime after the action tomorrow night. But Hastings College will be one of the lower seeds, and they'll probably have an early ball game next Thursday. But they're in the tournament. Hastings not there last year, and Steve Sponberg, the first-year head coach for the Broncos, they get him into the tournament here for 2014. Hastings picking up a 7-2 victory over Concordia here in the nightcap tonight. Hastings scored three runs in the first inning and then gave up two runs to Concordia in the fifth inning. It was 3-2 going into the eighth, and the Broncos explode for four runs on a couple of base hits, a couple of errors on Concordia. And Hastings took that 7-2 advantage into the ninth inning. Concordia had one base hit in the ninth, but Hastings College finishes it off, and the Broncos win over Concordia tonight by the score of 7-2. So Hastings ends up 7-13 in the conference. They're now 13-25 in the season. Concordia, they are now 15-29. They're 5-13 in conference play. The Bulldogs will have a doubleheader tomorrow against Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings loses the first ball game 7-4. They come back to win the important ball game 7-2 over Concordia. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next. That's the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, Hastings College wins the second ball game here tonight as they knock off Concordia by the score of 7-2. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Getting some big performances turned in here tonight. Trenton Neal, he comes up with six hits in the doubleheader tonight. Also, Drew McGee, he was productive. He had four base hits in the doubleheader tonight. Drew Clark, he had three base hits in game number two tonight. You got to look to the guy who was on the mound this evening, Christian Schneider, who comes up with 13 strikeouts in the contest tonight. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College, we'll name a couple of them. Trenton Neal, first of all, for Hastings, comes up with six base hits in the doubleheader tonight. Had that big hit in the eighth inning of play that produced three runs. It gave Hastings the comfortable lead going into the final inning. And then Christian Schneider, the pitcher for Hastings, he improves to 5-1 on the season, throws a complete game tonight, 13 strikeouts, three walks, gives up six base hits, and just a couple of runs as Hastings knocks off the Concordia Bulldogs tonight by a score of 7-2 in the second ball game after dropping the first contest earlier tonight by a score of 7-4. Trenton Neal and also Christian Schneider are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now it's back to the diamond to talk to the coach.
All right, Hastings College with a split here tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs. Is Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings, going to join us in the postgame show. And coach, not a very good outing in game number one, but you came back in the game that you needed here tonight. Pretty good performance in game number two. Talk about that.
Yeah, game number two was a little more exciting than game number one, obviously, if you guys were around to watch it. But Christian Snyder threw a heck of a game for us, and he threw all nine innings, and he gave us a chance to win. And I think he gave up two runs maybe in the fifth or sixth inning there, and that's all he gave up through the entire game.
Yeah, he labored a little bit in the fifth inning, and we were talking up here. It just looked like he got stronger and stronger as the ball game came on. In the eighth and ninth innings, he threw nothing but smoke to the plate.
Yeah, we pretty much relied just on the fastball. We showed the off-speed a little bit here and there, but we pretty much let him go right after each batter, and he competed well with it.
Coaches want to leave him out there even in the fifth when he was laboring a little bit. He knew that he had to ride the horse, so to speak. Schneider's been pretty good all season long.
He has been great for us all year, and we were going to ride him as long as we could a bit in case we had to bring him out. We had Stender ready in the bullpen, so we were confident with both pitchers on the mound.
Talk about Trent Neal. This guy comes in with six base hits in the doubleheader tonight. Had the big hit in the eighth inning of play to kind of give you guys some breathing room. They scored three runs. The guy is hitting the ball extremely well here at the end of the season.
He has been. He's been hitting the ball well all year for us, actually. He's been our leader, and he's probably going to lead us through the GPAC tournament as well.
Talk about what the attitude was after the first ball game. You guys really needed at least one victory here tonight. Did not play well in game number one. You guys got together after the first ball game. What was the talk down there after that?
Oh, the guys came together. We knew that this was a must win for us to have a chance to continue on after the season. And they collectively came together as a group and played well as a team. And they did what it took to win.
So Hastings College comes up with a big win here in the nightcap, 7-2 over Concordia. Talk about that first ball game. Hastings dropping the contest to Concordia by a score of 7-4. A.J. Fruchtel, he was a starting pitcher. He lost for us tonight. Just didn't have his number one game tonight, did he?
He didn't have his best game, but he kept us in the game. Unfortunately, we had some other opportunities to score, and we didn't capitalize on those areas that we needed to.
Anytime he commits six errors, a coach can't be happy. The team can't be happy. You can't beat anybody with six errors, can you?
No, it can't be. But that's, you know, that's plays baseball for you, and it happens. And we had to get past that after the first game and just forget it and move on.
We might mention Mount Marty tonight. They pick up a couple of wins over Briar Cliff, winning by scores of 8-6 and 8-0, which kind of messes with the standings a little bit in the conference. But I think a win here tonight for Hastings will get you into the conference tournament next week, probably as a number 7 or a number 8 seed. But I think once the postseason comes along, but you just kind of erase the season. Everybody's back to 0-0, so to speak. And we've had stranger things happen. It happened just a couple of years ago. Hastings was a number 8 seed and went up there and did some damage.
Exactly. As long as we can get in, we'll be fine. We'll be able to match up our ones versus their ones, and we'll line them up and go as our best arms, and we'll continue to go like that way.
Now, Hastings don't play on the final day of the regular season. Everybody else does tomorrow, so you guys can kind of sit back and rest everybody tomorrow and maybe give you a little bit of advantage going into next week.
That'd be nice if it is an advantage for us.
All right, we'll line them up next week. What about the conference tournament next week? What's it take to win up there? It's a double elimination affair, and you're going to probably see one of the top teams next Thursday.
Well, it's going to take good pitching and then good defense behind them, and hopefully our sticks will stay hot and we can score a few runs behind our best pitchers on the mound.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Take care.
All right, Blake Marquardt is the assistant head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos getting the split. That's what they needed tonight as they come up with a big win in the nightcap as they beat Concordia by the score of 7-2. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
A common belief is that the water in our storm drains is filtered or treated before it makes its way into our rivers and lakes. But it isn't. Harsh chemicals on our lawns roll into the storm drains. Harmful pollutants enter our waterways. Wildlife dies. The water we boat in, swim in, and drink is soon contaminated. Click on the Nebraska H2O link at cityofhastings.org for helpful tips on reducing harmful waste, a service of the City of Hastings Solid Waste Department and Nebraska H2O.
So Hastings College, they get a split here tonight from the Concordia Bulldogs, and everybody's thinking that's going to be good enough to get them into the postseason tournament next week. It'll be starting on Thursday at Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings will probably be a number 7, maybe a number 8 seed, depending on what happens tomorrow. Mount Marty picking up a couple of wins there. Now the Lancers might be in the chalk of making the tournament. It depends on what happens tomorrow, but Hastings will be a number 7, number 8 seed. Both the 7 and 8 seeds will play at 9 a.m., next Thursday, and again, the pairings will be released by the GPAC office after the conclusion of the ball games tomorrow around the league. But Hastings College with a split. They lose the first ball game here tonight to Concordia as they commit 6 errors in the ball game, and they lose 7-4, but Hastings came back in the nightcap to beat the Dogs by the score of 7-2 as Christian Schneider goes all the way. 13 strikeouts in the ball game. He picks up the win for Hastings College. So that'll do it for us tonight here from the Smith Complex. From my producer and engineer back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.